Line 5.
Yes?
The call attendant called me a racial slur.
All right, sir, could you please tell me where I told you, when did I lie to you, and when did I call you a racial slur?
Welcome, Piece 5.
Refreshing music, Sunny 95, rolling through a commercial-free all-music hour. I want to say hey and thanks for listening up on the North End. Richie Randall and his lovely lady Francine. Please, Francine, don't leave him.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
All right, what's going on? Good evening, folks. Madhouse Radio is back on the air. It is Thursday night, the 10 p.m. hour, and we are on as usual. I'm Carlito, your host for the evening. The website that we originate from is madhouselive.com, and we are on the extended Madhouse Radio Network, of course. Tuck is here with me tonight via satellite link up with something.
Howdy.
How you doing, Big Tug? What's going on? What do you say there, buddy?
Don't pay much to anything of all the things, anything, but everything is anything. So, there you are.
Everything is anything. Milkman is going to be joining us late tonight, but he will be on the air. Do not worry, all you Milkman fans. We have plenty to get to tonight as well. We've got a lot of prank calls on deck. A lot of things to talk about and discuss, I'm sure, as well. So, if you want to join us, you can. The toll-free line will be open later tonight. We'll get that out in a little bit. In the meantime, if you're joining us anywhere on the internet, you can reach us on Madhouse Radio. If you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Once again, that's Madhouse Radio for AOL and Yahoo Instant Messengers. MSN Messenger users, madhouse@live.com. As I said before, the toll-free line will be open. That is 1-888-278-8509. Once again, 1-888-278-8509. That's our toll-free line where you can reach us here tonight as well. Please be sure to visit our homepage, madhouselive.com, where you can send your prank requests at absolutely no charge. We've got an easy-to-use form there. Be sure to check in, drop in, and check in our forums. Check in to our podcasts as well. Subscribe to them if you can. If you don't know what podcasts are, I can't help you. They're fun. Tuck has a podcast, too.
If you don't know about 2008 with a podcast, too,
you just suck, dude.
I can't help you at all.
Right. Yeah. So it's the... Well, Thanksgiving is well undone, huh? That was a week ago. We had fun with that. We had some good Thanksgiving night prank calls. Reclude knocked it out of the water last week. We might play that call later. I'll make a note of that here. Let's see. Reclude. What was that? The, oh, Jesus. Salvage yard calls. Those are pretty good. So maybe we'll get to that later tonight if we got enough. Yeah. Enough of you haven't heard that yet. Let us know. We might be able to play one or two of them. I did want to mention...
If I can survive Vietnam, I can survive this.
That's right. It's a very good quote. I should get a drop of that, but yes. If we can survive Vietnam, Americans, we can also survive Madhouse Radio. Yeah. What's there to talk about? For some reason, I've had written up here on my board, left-handed people. I probably had a drunk Carlito moment and thought it would be a good idea to talk about left-handed people. But to be honest with you, I don't remember what it was about. It's been up here for 2 weeks, and I decided to clear out the board tonight. So what about left-handed people? Are they more... Yes, I remember now. Are left-handed people more susceptible to dying? Isn't that a fact? If you're left-handed, you have more of a chance of dying in an accident or something like that? That would kind of make sense.
What?
It's a right-handed world. Everything's designed to be right-handed. Scissors are... designed to be right-handed.
That's true. Unless you get a right-handed world.
Yeah, I mean, it's
you gotta live in it.
It's harder for a left-handed person to drive. It's harder for a left-hand person to write because you got to write with your left hand, and it's easier for you. To have your pen go flying into your forehead, and you could poke out an eye or something.
What if you're ambidextrous?
You probably have an advantage right there because remember Rocky. And Rocky, he was ambidextrous, and he could fight with the right hand, right? And then halfway in the fight, he switched to southpaw.
call left hand.
Yeah,
right?
that was the Rocky. It got them every time. I don't know. Apollo Creed twice. It got the big Russian guy once, and it got the guy that got AIDS. You know that boxer that was in that was Tommy Gunn. That got AIDS.
Paul McCartney is technically right-handed, but he played bass with his left hand.
Really?
Because it felt better.
It felt
Hendrix
better
as well. Hendrix, of course, plays it, you know, backwards.
Okay.
But he was naturally a right-handy.
Whatever.
So they are.
Whatever works for him.
I don't know what that means in this conversation. No, but I thought I'd just throw it out there.
Yeah, but and then you remember, not that you remember, we weren't around at these times, but they did used to say if you were left-handed, that was a sign of the devil, and you would get your left hand tied behind you all the time when you were a kid. And that would be kind of crappy. I would be, because that's not your fault that you're born. Like what?
What? Believing in the devil.
How was that a sign of being of being the devil man, of being a Satan kid, Satan child? You're just a kid. It's not your fault you're left-handed. That isn't.
Are you trying to explain crazy?
Exactly. I mean it. Yeah. It's not. You know. It's your fault if you're gay. Of course. Come on. No, I don't believe that. Though. That's not true. You're born whatever you are.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
It's all good. All right, so that's left-handed. I don't know why I had that up there, son of a bitch, but I finally got it off the board. And clearing off the board here tonight, all going through clearing off the board. We got a lot of news items to talk about here. We got people getting trampled at Walmart.
I've been sort of updating my iTunes radio streams and brushing up on some of my files and stuff. It just seems kind of like that day you can just kind of do that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's not spring, but it's a spring cleaning day. It's a winter. Yeah. It's the winter cleaning day, I suppose.
Yeah. Coming into winter cleaning.
Yeah, and hey, I've got the
winterizing your brain.
I've got the White Devil machine. We haven't used it in a long time. I bought a new one. We have
yet to use it.
So we got to use that tonight. We got to put that on deck. White Devil machine tonight. Excuse me. Saigon is checking in the Madhouse chat room. We haven't seen that kid in a long time. Wow. Sin 6 says he jerks off with his left hand sometimes. It's like a new girlfriend. That's true. Another trick, fellows out there, all our teenage listeners, if you haven't tried this one yet, sit on your hand for an hour, and then it feels like someone else is doing it for you entirely because your hand is asleep.
Right. Exactly.
That is the best right there. Yeah. I recommend that, fellows, if you haven't tried that yet. That's the Carlito right there.
And put some fingernail polish on that hand, maybe.
Yeah. Evil already calls it the dead man's hand. I'm sure he's familiar with that. All right, good deal. All right, well, a big thank you to everyone listening to us. Of course, we got a lot of people in Syndicate. We've got a lot of people on the Madhouse side. We've got a lot of people on 98.6 The Mouth. And we got a lot of things to get to here, as I said before. You know, I saw a trailer earlier tonight for the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still. I guess that's a remake, right? Wasn't that a movie before in the... Was it on a black and white? Or
was it's a great movie back in the 50s.
Big
old sci-fi 1950s era.
Yeah.
Cold War kind of
parody
on the... Not parody, but, you know...
Right.
Cold War.
Well, what's his face is in it? The guy that was Neo, the guy that was Bill... Wasn't he Bill in Bill and Ted's, or was he Ted in Bill and Ted's? Was Ted Theodore Logan? No, he was Ted, wasn't he? Keanu Reeves... The dude guy?
Dude.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know. I think it was Bill. I think he was Bill. I could be wrong, but...
It was Bill S. Preston.
Who INBW it.
Yeah, please let us know.
Tell
I remember
how much I
it was. It was definitely Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan. I just don't remember which was which. I someone let me know, please. It's going to kill me. Yeah, I know Keanu Reeves is in it, Miss Maven, but Bill S. Preston and Ted Theodore Logan. That's right, Hollywood. Thank you for not answering, Mr. I work at Blockbuster part-time. Someone let us know. Keanu's Ted. Maven has the gold star. Maven, you win by properly...
Okay, then I was wrong, so I don't win shit, do
yeah.
I?
Yeah. You don't get shit. You get shit, sir.
The gold star, and I get shit.
Yeah, members of the Madhouse crew are not, you know, eligible for gold stars anyway, Tuck, so it doesn't matter, all right? You can't redeem them. All right, Kokanee...
personal thing, man. It's just a personal thing.
Yeah, well, we've got good news here. Kokanee has sent in a number, an international card number for us to use. So maybe we got the ability finally. It's been a long time. But it is a return to the United Kingdom for the Madhouse Radio Show. Nunu says he has some good numbers for the UK. I'm sure Lonesome Loser always have some on deck that he can send in, so we'll look forward to that. So far from Lonesome Loser here, the man himself confirming away. The fifth column of Madhouse Radio, as I like to call him. He's the fifth column. The Coffee Gallery, we've got Black... No, this is from last week. They're Shag Nasties, my bad. Tonight, hang on, where are we at? There we go. Happy Burger Diner. Super Duper Video. We got also have Hot Hunks and Hotter Babes. Get Her Done, Inc. And finally, rounding out things for the first hour, we've got Green Lantern. A woman named Denise answered there at 10:20 p.m., which would make that 2 minutes... 2 minutes in the future by my time. I don't know what time Lonesome Loser's at. He sets his watch like 5 minutes ahead because he thinks he's that he's in the future. Green Lantern, huh? What's the deal with Green Lantern? Isn't he from like? Is he from another planet, or did he just have some rings that were really cool? Or what's the deal with him?
That depends. There was a bunch of them.
Oh God.
The Green Lantern is sort of like a corps of guardians that are assigned different sectors of the universe to protect.
Okay, well, hang on a minute. Now, what's the deal with Batman, though? I hate to interrupt the Green Lantern discussion, but what's the deal with Batman? I hear Batman, Bruce Wayne. No, well, Bruce Wayne's dying, apparently. They're killing him off.
Nothing to do with Green Lantern. Oh, they're always killing them off, and they'll come back in 6 months, whatever,
yeah.
What?
When they broke Bane...
When they kill the Batman scheme to,
they can't.
To get their name in the papers.
You can't kill the Bat... You can't make Bruce Wayne not Bane. They tried that once with
because
that...
Because no one reads comics anymore. That's why. That's where they're killing them.
No one reads paper anymore.
Get some quick press.
No one reads paper anymore. No one cares. So, apparently they're doing that. Not going to go anywhere, as you said.
Exactly.
Let me turn this laptop over here. It's too much noise. I got this big, ancient, almost 8-year-old laptop in the background that makes a lot of noise and overheats. We got plenty of draw on the up-down bandwidth right now, and we don't need to be doing that. All right, so...
Am I coming in? Am I too loud? Am I too hot?
Sound fine to me. Are we coming in on Syndicate? Give me ones if you can see me, guys. I see Yucko's in there, the clown machine. Let me know, because the Syndicate, the browser is popping in and out on me, so let me know if you guys can even hear me. I don't understand if it's working. No, it's not good. Let me pause for a minute so I can fix that. Everyone,
good, now we're getting back in here.
I think we've got it fixed. Everyone, cross your fingers. It might be best to cross cocks also while you're at it, ladies, if you have them. Only the ladies are allowed to cross cocks. I think we should be back here in a moment. Give me a moment to set it off. Let me know if it's working now there, gentlemen and ladies. Let's hurry up and get this shit going. We got some more numbers from Lonesome Loser here, including the Jackass Cafe and Howdy Doody's Tavern. I'm going to call that Green Lantern, though, because I'm totally confused about the Green Lantern thing. You made no sense when you tried to explain it, Tuck. So let's call... Actually, no, hang on. Let's call Milkman
so
first.
Many of them. It's hard to explain.
How about one fucking Green Lantern? How's that work? Why not? Because it wouldn't make sense?
No, but it's more confusing than that. And
cool. All right, well, stand by for Milkman, everybody. We can start doing some prank calls.
Please enjoy this call tone while we connect you.
Good job answering the phone quickly.
Huh?
I said good job answering the phone quickly like you said you were going to.
Oh,
Awesome.
Yeah, what's up?
My friend.
How you doing, dude? Milkman. What's going on, man?
Wake. All my friends are bad, and I had to go to the bit night from going to show because I'm over.
Are you at work, or are you leaving work, or what's going on?
Yep, I'm on my way home.
Okay, good. Sounds like you're in the toilet. What are you doing?
I'm standing in the toilet right now. I had to wash my shoe here earlier. I peed on my shoe, so I had to like take it off and swirl it around the toilet a little bit.
Damn it, man. All right, well, good deal. Be sure to disinfect. Make sure you dry that nice and well when you get home. Put some cat litter in that, okay?
Awesome. Well, you know what? It's still better than having volunteer and have Zolar pee on my feet.
Right. All right, dude. Well, we're going to do some prank calls here. We're getting to a start. We got the Jackass Cafe. We also have Nesbitt's Jackass Saloon and Eatery and the Yellow Brick Road Pub also here. Hey, if Nunu
wants me to make sure you're reading his messages.
Yeah, I am. I was going to ask Nunu, what happened with the train depot? Apparently, we pranked them so much. We pranked them again on Monday. We did a show on Monday the first here, this last Monday. We're doing a show at 9 a.m. And we pranked the guy that we pranked last time, the retarded guy, no offense, I hate to use the R word, but it's true. He put the cordless phone in the trash live on cam. We caught him doing it. We asked him to do it. I asked him to do it. He did it. And then I called him again, had a weird conversation with him, and then all of a sudden he hung up, and then they actually took the cam offline. Completely offline. They don't have their webcam up anymore. I guess they got wise to us. Because it's been down ever since we did that to the guy, so. Yeah. But Nunu's sending in a number here for Fremont Flowers. Apparently they have a webcam feed right now live on the internet, and there's people working late over there. What are they doing? Let's pull that up, right? As a matter of fact, I'm going to pull that up myself, take a look and see what that is.
Get that taken down too.
Yeah. Let's see here. What are they, a florist, or do they do like wholesale flowers? Are they setting up like big pallets? Hey, Milkman, you got to be quiet and I have to call you back, man.
Okay. I can mute it.
Milkman.
Yeah, I can mute it for you.
I just hung up on Milkman. I don't know what the hell he's doing. He's talking about he's going to mute it. I don't know. Oh, he was telling me he couldn't mute it. Oh, shit. Why did I hang up on him? Whoops. He'll call back. He always calls back. All right, so before we call the flowers place, because I don't see anybody in the camera right now, I'm going to give a call to the Green Lantern here, as I promised. So. Let's do that right away. In the meantime, we're going to play a song here. Let's pick a random song. No AC/DC. Played a lot of that lately. Bob Marley. Always something. Here you go, white people. Your favorite guy. Your favorite black guy. Here in the mouth. Bob Marley. Let's do it.
Good evening, Green Lantern.
Yeah, hi, Green Lantern, right?
Yeah.
That's good, dude. Did you ever heard of the Green Arrow?
No.
I heard the Green Arrow got to a fight with the Green Lantern, and he took the Green Lantern's lantern, and he shot the Green Arrow through it.
Oh, cool.
And they smoked green weed with together. Oh, she's so cool, and that's it. What a bitch. I'm going to call her right back. No one does that to Carlito.
To place the call,
I'm Carlito.
One. Listen.
The Green Lantern has rings, right? Not a lantern. What does he use? A ring?
It's very confusing, Carlito.
God, I don't get it.
He's both.
All right, these
people call the lantern, actually.
All right, those bitches aren't going to answer. Milkman, where are you exactly? Are you in Walmart or something? You sound like you're in the garden center at Walmart or something. What are you doing?
Yeah, man. Well, I just, like I said, after I got my shoe thing, I'm over here getting feed to the cattle.
Can you talk into the phone?
After all the milk of the day.
Do you have me on speakerphone or can you talk into the phone?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I hear a very big echo. It sounds like you're in the toilet. Seriously. Okay.
Please read Nunu's fucking PMs.
All right.
Like I said, I'm in the garden center now, and we're just getting some feed together for the cattle, man, because we got a heavy milking massacre in the morning.
All right, so Nunu, tell me, how do I click on Cam 2? There's no, it doesn't say Cam 2 anywhere. Will you tell me where Cam 2 is? How do I get to Cam 2 for the Fremont Flowers? Because I would gladly give them a call, but only if I can see them, Nunu. Click on Cam. He said, you can't even spell click right. There's a tiny window that says Design Cam. All right, it doesn't say Cam 2. It says Design Cam. Why don't you say click on Design Cam, you shitheads? Let me see here. Fremont Shop Showroom Design Studio. That's the one you're talking about? It doesn't say Cam.
I think Nunu's too drunk right now.
Well, Nunu, when you say Cam 2, I don't see Cam 2 anywhere there. I'm not going to know. I'm a stupid kind of Spanish person. I don't know. Not showroom. Click on Design Studio. All right, Nunu, we got it, big guy. All right,
this is one of the UK browsers.
Yeah. Good God. This guy. Let me try to get a link for that here so I can send that directly to people. Copy. Link location, and if I put that in there, let's see if it works. Yeah, right there. Why don't you just put design.html at the end of it, you horse's ass, Nunu? Jesus. Everyone, go to this webcam that I'm posting right now in the chat room if you see it. Let me know if it comes up. Actually, I don't think you can post in one of these chat rooms. You can't post links anymore. There we go, yeah. Syndicate, I just posted it for you here. Kokanee has sent in the international card by email. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah, everyone, take a look at the cam. I lost cam. What cam did I lose? I'm not on here on cam anymore, DTT saying? Hmm. Confirm that if there's no video. I don't know.
New one says you're on air. I thought it matters.
All right, well, whatever. Well, let me know there. Cam, no audio. No cam, no audio. There's a lot of trouble here tonight with Now Live again, unless it's me. Are they still working on their problems?
Really,
the cam and put the screen for your audio.
I'll fix it here. Hang on, let me just reboot.
Talking to listeners, that's what they can do.
Maybe if they could experiment with their updates and stuff, like on, you know, a Monday, you know, in the morning or something like that, you know, definitely not Thursday.
Well, apparently there's a big update that's coming down the pike. It's just they haven't hurried up and done it yet over at Now Live. But I've seen, like, they've already set up some people on the new updated deal. But what's the reload key in Chrome? Is it F5? No, that's just hitting my music. Doesn't seem to be working for that. Let me try this something else.
Highlight Chrome. F5 is refresh.
I'm hitting F. Yeah, I'm highlighting it, and I hit F5. And it does. There we go. All right, I had to turn my function lock on, apparently. I have a wacky keyboard. Anyway, so we should be fixed up there in a second. All right, so we're going to call this Florist Place. Shouldn't be much longer.
Oh,
here.
Okay. Is that one of them Dominican laptops?
No, I don't use Dominican laptops. My laptops come from Cuba. They've got Russian parts in them, man. All right, the Now Live is stuck on saying connecting video server, so I'm going to wait for that. I think Now Live just took a shit. It says connecting video server, and it's sitting there, and it's loading. So any of you people who are like DTT, if you're in the Madhouse chat room, if you can let them know, that's what I'm seeing. Now Live is loading. Please wait, and it says connecting video server, and that's where it's stuck, so... That's all that I see.
We'll see if we can get Dina to go there and have a serious heart-to-heart talk with them.
Well, he did on Friday, actually. Zolar was having problems, and Dino had to call and get involved with that, apparently. But there we go. Now it's back up now. It should be. There we go. All the said cams are gone, too. Apparently Lost Girl saying, I don't know. I think we're back now. Looks like we're back. All right, so the flower plates, let's do that here. They are called, Nunu says, Fremont Flowers, and I did send that link. Let me send it again in case some people didn't catch that because we crashed. That's a link to the camera, to the place where we're going to be hooking up with in just a second. Don't go anywhere. Let's play another song. Actually, hey, guys, you want to play some... We can play a prank call from Monday, actually. Which not a lot of people heard that show live. We can go ahead and do that. Let me get that up here. That's what she said. Alright, there we go. What was a good prank that we did? I'm trying to think here now. There were a lot of good ones that night. I don't know, how about we just play a song until I figure it out? Busta Rhymes. Just a moment, folks. Don't go anywhere, Milkman.
Yeah.
Litmo.
Check it out. See, the only thing you need to do right here is snarl your fucking head.
If you you would like to place an order, please press 1. If you have a customer...
Thank you for calling. A floral representative will be with you shortly.
I think it's... I think this just goes to FTD, man.
Thank you for calling Fremont Flowers After Hours.
Hello. Hi. I'm calling because this is totally unacceptable. The rate at which you folks have delivered these flowers to my home, and now we're going to have no way to celebrate the anniversary of the death of our father. We're going to cover it with complete white tulle and flowers. Now all we have is tulle with no flowers. You know what that looks like?
I am so sorry, sir. I do apologize.
It looks like, you know, those Baptist churches with a lot of people who aren't white that go to? It looks like that kind of decorations. Well, we're Lutheran, though.
I am so sorry, sir.
Have you ever tried
that? Was not delivered.
Have you ever tried to have a Lutheran funeral service without flowers? Do you know what happens? The people get angry and they start having fights in the parking lot at every funeral when there's no flowers. I want to speak with the head person in charge of the rose department, please.
All right, sir. The shop is closed. The physical shop is closed for today.
Well, who are you then?
And you reopen up at.
What did you do?
I'm in Arkansas.
I'm
at an offsite.
You're hacking them, and you took control of their phone machine. What did you do?
No, sir. I'm not hacking their phones. I work at an offsite processing center. They have their phones forwarded to us when they're closed.
So you take the calls and you take the blame after hours when they make the mistake and they have you in the basement there. And they make you do these bad calls to people, like this call this woman made to me telling me that the flowers were never going to come, that forget it.
All right, sir, we just take orders and we take messages for Fremont Flowers.
I want you to take a message for me. Are you ready?
Sure, just one second.
Hurry up. I'm sorry, but please hurry. Seriously, though.
All right, and what is your first name?
This is Valente.
How do you spell your name?
V-A-L-E-N-T-E, Valente.
That was V-A-L-E-N-T-E.
That's right.
And your last name, Valente?
Valente is good enough.
All right, and may I have a phone number for you, please?
No.
Starting with area code.
Put Mr.
Oh, sorry, I can't send a message without a phone
would
number.
Would you be quiet for a minute? Let me finish. I want it to be Mr. Valente. We're not getting to the phone yet. I don't have a problem giving you the phone number, sir. It's okay.
All right.
Mr.
All right, Mr. Valente.
Okay, that's how I want to address as from FR colon Mr. Valente.
All right.
Okay, second line, phone number 407-459-4534.
And it was 407-459-4534.
I have an echo in here. And then after that, confirmation number 7-7-4-4-7-7-4.
Yes?
That's it.
All right, and when was the delivery date, sir?
Line 1.
All right, sir, I will have someone...
Hang on, listen, I am transcribe my message. Line 1, begin.
Yes.
You're going to write begin, B-E-G-I-N, second line. Valente, reporting flowers did not make it on time. Stop.
Yes.
Line 3. The call attendant is lying to me. Stop.
Yes.
Line 5. The call attendant called me a racial slur.
All right, you're telling me that I called you a racial slur or someone that called you before?
I'm not done yet. The woman answering the phone is mean.
No, just a second.
And she needs to be fired. End transmission. Could you read that back, please?
Okay. Sure, just let me finish. The lady answering the phone was mean and needs to be fired. Did you know her name, sir?
Let's just take out the fired part and just say laid off. Or let go. And what was your name?
My name is Stacy.
Okay, and the last is, her name is Stacy. End transmission.
All right, sir, could you please tell me where I told you, when did I lie to you, and when did I call you a racial slur?
Well, I know it's between me and you. I'm just, you're not going to get in trouble for it. I'm just doing it so maybe they'll give me a little more, you know, give me a little more.
Well, sir, if my name is mentioned, then yes, I will get mentioned. Let me let you talk to one of my supervisors, sir.
Okay.
And they can help you further. Just
well,
one
I
second.
Suppose. So here we go again. I have more to add to the message.
Just a second, sir.
These are bad people here.
It better be a man, too.
Yeah. I'm not going to wait anymore. That's enough. Well, maybe. You never know. Let's keep it in the background, right?
Yeah.
All right, so if that doesn't go through, you can call in. The toll-free line, I haven't activated it yet. Well, no, Milkman is on the line.
You ought to try and call as Dr. Nargis sometime in the voice and order flowers for a black wedding, not a white wedding.
Not for a white wedding. It's a nice day for a white wedding. Yeah, Athena's about to get the florist, apparently. He's finishing on that. We booked the limo. She booked the limo this week. For the wedding, Milkman. Oh, just to let you know, Milkman, you're in the wedding party, so you're going to be traveling in a trolley from the church to the reception. I'm clearing the line. They're going to take forever. From the church to the reception, it's going to be a trolley. You know, like one of those buses that looks like a trolley with wooden seats inside and all that? Milkman? Hello, Milkman? Did we lose Milkman? Milkman, damn you.
When you said trolley, he skedaddled.
He got out of here when we hear trolley. Now he goes, yeah. Did you hear him? Right when I hang up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good work, Milkman. Let's get Milkman back on the line. He made a duh again. God, you got to love the guy, but Jesus Christ. That was fun. That was a fun prank call. That was a fun prank call, folks. I hope you enjoyed that. Why is it not dialing? Come on, damn you. There we go. Okay, so the next call will be coming up next. Let's see what we have here on deck. The stadium bar and pool hall is also here.
That might be fun to do. We also got Casino of the Sun.
Call tone while we connect you.
Japanese style, perhaps. I got some Pizza Hut pizza today. It was bad, you know. I've been doing good with the diet and all that. And I got a coupon in the email. Milkman, I got a coupon by email today, and it was at the perfect time. It was at 6:30 p.m. And it was like $12.99, our biggest pan pizza, and I had to do it. And I you got to think about it. I bet you they send that email at like around dinner time. So you're like, oh damn it, you know. It's a good feeling when you know you don't have to actually cook dinner. You know, I know it's bad for you, and it costs money, it costs more, especially at these times, but.
Yeah, it's only merely a coincidence, right? Mm-hmm.
They know what they're doing, those guys. So we had fun with that prank call. That was kind of cool.
Is Milkman at work and he has to play kind of low-key it, like he's talking to a...
I don't know what he's doing. He said he's... Milkman says he's on his way home, but he's obviously not in the car. He's obviously not moving or walking anywhere, so he won't tell us where he's at.
He's at work.
He's lying.
Like he's talking to a customer.
Yeah, Milkman, you're a liar. You know that? You're a liar just like that woman taking the message from us.
No, I had to stop this stripper bar on my way home.
Yeah, all right. Well, everyone, tell us what you thought about that last prank call, if it was good or not. Give us some feedback, why don't you?
That's correct.
We're kind of in the dark here. I think
it was cool. It was cool, definitely, and I think the woman ought to be concerned. I mean, she ought to really be concerned because her behavior is reflecting upon the organization that she's trying to perpetrate and act like she is a part of, only by diligent interrogation
to find out that she
doesn't even work there, and she's actually just some telemarketer answering a phone somewhere.
Yeah, in the syndicate chat room, is pretty funny. They're talking about pizzas as I'm talking about it, and... you know, John Rick or Erica from the John Rick Family Machine is saying about ordering pizza, and then Yucko says that Artie orders pizzas and he just reeks of it, and it probably just comes out of your pores after a while. If you eat a lot of pizza, man, that kind of ekes out of you.
Does he get a ham and bacon pizza, or what does he get?
I don't know. He gets the deli pizza. Remember I told you he likes deli pizza? He puts cold cuts on it. Like, already orders a pepperoni pizza with extra cheese, and when he gets it home, he puts cold cuts on it and American cheese, and he puts it in the oven for another 10 minutes. No, I'm kidding, but that's a good idea. You know, actually, I might do that. The next time I get a pizza, I'm going to order an extra one. And I'm gonna put cold cuts in. I'm gonna put some bologna.
Yeah,
yeah, hell yeah,
like,
man!
Chicken pork bologna with
your
some chicken and pork franks and maybe turkey franks as well.
That's not a bad idea.
Awesome.
Garlic bologna and some Munster cheese.
Order
it would go
plain
good on
cheese.
A. Yeah.
Take it plain cheese and they put all your.
No, you have to get
plain cheese pizza.
You have to get imitation, artificial, original.
There you
mozzarella
go.
Cheese.
Yeah, and the guy, they're talking about Domino's Pizza, Milkman. You know, I'll tell you, Domino's and me do not have a good history. I get a lot of, we call it Domo Blows. Because every time that I get Domino's, it's only Domino's Pizza, dude. I am farting, and it's some really loud, airy farts. They don't smell, but they're loud, and they're intense. And I've done it before where I've had Domino's Pizza and done a show, and I ended up just. Party. I don't know what it's something in Domino's. I don't know. It's that Christian pizza too, isn't it? Like a Christian company, aren't they like super godlike or something?
I don't know, but does it seem like it's just a mere coincidence that you know a scene happens to leave town usually whenever you place one of those orders, or is it?
Yeah, actually, it is. It is a coincidence, you know. What are you trying to do to me, man? You trying to narc me out? What's going on with you, man? Trying to get me in trouble with Athena? You know how she is with me and my bad eating. God damn it, dude. Come on, chill out with it. All right, so we've got some casinos here. I don't do that anymore. You know, now that I've quit, you know, drinking a lot and imbibing a lot and stuff like that, I've noticed I don't have that raging appetite, you know, that I would get at night and stuff or feel useless in the morning. Like, I used to wake up and I didn't have an appetite. I almost felt full, and that's because your body was working overtime digesting all that hard to digest crap and nutrient-less stuff. Overnight, while you're asleep, and you wake up, and your body's like, you wake up in the morning like, I don't want breakfast. I used to, not eat breakfast, but now I eat when I wake up. And that's the best time to eat because you got good metabolism going on, you know. All right, there's the international card. We're gonna
start your day with Cheerios or Wheaties.
I do oatmeal sometimes.
Awesome.
But usually my breakfast now consists of egg whites. I get egg beater, egg whites only, and I make a quick, I scramble about one egg worth of that on some wheat toast, some stone ground wheat toast, and that's usually my breakfast. I might have some...
Avecito. Do you have some fruit with that too?
No, I can't have fruit because I'm diabetic. I try not to, but I have diabetic supplements that I'm taking now that take care of that.
How about artificial fruit? That ought to be okay.
Artificial fruit? Yeah, I drink plenty of that. I drink tons of diet fucking sugar-free Kool-Aid
high
stuff.
High wax content, low sugar content.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is, yeah. Nunu was suggesting we say we're Muslim. I'm asking to make Eid flowers and see if the flowers are halal and accuse them of being racist. Well, I did the racist part for you, Nunu. There you go. MSC3 Clay is a left-handed person, he reports, and he thanks us for brightening his day. Yeah, apparently you're more susceptible to dying. I know that it's a fact. It has to be a fact. Research that, but Clay, it's okay. Dude, just do what they did back in the night in the 1800s or whatever. Tie your hand behind you because you're the devil. If you're a Muslim kid, they probably would have... Not a Muslim. Yeah, if you're Muslim, sure. But if you're a Mormon kid, I meant to say that's probably what would have happened to you. Let's go ahead and do the next call to the casino here. I'm still in the process of getting the old calls from Monday up here. Still haven't done that. But we're going to call the Casino of the Sun. They are located in Tucson, Arizona. In just a moment, folks. We'll be right back with the next print call of the night. Thank you. I think it's time for a comeback.
Please hold.
Someone we haven't heard of from in a long time.
Thank you for calling Central.
Yo, what's up? How you doing, yo?
I'm doing good.
Yo, it's Eddie. What's good?
Sorry?
Fucking bro, look. Yo, I left my diabetes monitor and my insulin shots on top of this big machine. You know the one that I'm talking about?
Do you know where at? What area?
Yeah, it was in the casino there. There was no windows or nothing, man. I left the machine, and this machine goes bing, 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 bing. You know that one?
Do you know what kind of machine it is?
It's the machine. Yeah, it goes bing, 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 like that. When you put the money in, you pull the thing, the pee-pee down. It goes like that. And then I put the machine on. I need the medicine, man.
Okay.
Fucking bro, give me the shit. Do you have lost and found?
Yes, let me find out if they found it.
Connect me to lost and found immediately.
Sure.
Now.
Eddie sounds blown tonight.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Eddie in a while, huh? Eddie Garcia. I think it's been over a year since we've had Eddie Garcia on the line. And we have missed him. I don't know, man. Last we knew, he got his car stolen. His Mustang got stolen. All right, Milkman, we're waiting in the background. Just stay there, man. In the meantime, let's see what else we got to call here. Well, we hope for her to come back and look for diabetes machine, as I called it. We got the Falling Rock Tap House. Falling Rock Tap House is located in Denver, Colorado. That's a weird city to live in. And those people are kind of creepy, aren't they, in Denver because of the altitude? Milkman stayed over there. He got sick. The Stadium Bar and Pool Hall.
What'd you do? Go all the way.
Okay. Hello. I'm gonna transfer you over.
Where are you transferring?
I'm gonna transfer you over.
Is this a Native American casino?
Which one are you looking for? This is Casino del Sol.
Casino of the Sun.
Casino del Sol.
Casino of the Sun.
The Sun?
Yeah.
Okay, let me transfer you to the Sun. Hold on.
Oh, Jesus. Isn't that the same thing?
Fucking Christ.
Casino of the Sun?
What's going on? Is this an Indian Native American casino, or what is this exactly? Can you explain it to me, please?
It is.
So, okay. I was looking for your lost and found because I broke character in the meantime, but I was looking for your lost and found because unfortunately I left my diabetes kit in front on top of the machine, and everyone's asking me which machine, and I think it's a joke at this point. And I heard on 2020 that there's this racket where casinos and places, they have a lost and found, and they keep the stuff and they don't give it back and they sell it later after a year. When the state says that it's legally your property in the state of Arizona after a year. Is that true? How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Oh, well, I can't answer that because I work in the back, so I don't know.
You work in the back?
It's not true, yeah.
Is there anybody who works?
I can answer phone.
Are there any men who work in the back also?
Did you want to speak to a supervisor, security supervisor or something?
Well, what do you mean? Are you reporting me or something? What's going on here? I mean, I don't want any trouble.
Well, I need to transfer your calls. Why am I going to answer?
Why are you? Why don't we have my green card out and take my social security number? What's the problem? Oh, she dared hang
to
up.
To place
on
a call, press 1. Please enter
let's
your
call her back over there.
Number, starting with the area code, followed by the pound sign.
I got a little aggressive with her.
What, the fucking audio still isn't
please
working?
Enter your destination
jerks.
Number.
The radio stream is working, so the audio is working. Meaning,
enter the number you wish to display
stream.
On caller ID. Your normal voice. Press 1 to.
Alright.
Thank you for calling Casino of the Sun and Casino del Sol. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now.
Please hold. Someone will be with you shortly.
Are we back on Syndicate? Please let me know.
We're back on Syndicate. Let me know, damn it.
Thank you for calling Casino del Sol.
I need to speak to the Puerto Rican casino.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah, the Seoul one, the Spanish one, or the Puerto Ricans or something.
It's a Yaqui casino.
You said it was Del Sol. Now you transferred me to a woman who called me a bad racist word, and then she hung up on me after I told her to
that
not.
That was Casino of the Sun.
There's some bad people there.
You need, let me call security personally on their cell, and then I'll transfer you over, okay?
I don't want any trouble with security.
Well, they're the ones that have the lost and found.
Oh, God. Are they nice people?
Yes, I don't know what their problem was. Hold on.
Assholes. All right, good. We're getting some answers here. Good. Milkman, don't go anywhere, man. Milkman's going to be hanging on over there while we get ready for that transfer. Calling the security directly on the cell phone, folks. That's a woman of action over there. I also do want to try to give a call back to that. Who got mad at me earlier and disconnected? Who was that again? What the hell was that? Green Lantern? No, after the... No. Green Lantern, Jackass Cafe. Who do we call? What was the good first prank call that we had here? Green Lantern. Who the hell do we call? Someone? Jackass Cafe? No. Oh, the florist? No. Was it the florist? No.
Green Lantern? No.
It was some bar. No, it was Green Lantern. It was Green Lantern, dude. No, it was Green Lantern. It was Green Lantern, man.
Did it?
Yeah, because remember I was like, yeah, you know, Green Lantern.
John Stewart.
John Stewart is one. I remember Hal Jordan. I didn't know John Stewart. No.
No, he's the black one.
There's a black Green Lantern? When did he be the Black Lantern?
Yeah, see, dude, it's very confusing.
God. All right, folks, are waiting for this lady
I'll
to come back.
I'll go through the whole Green Lantern thing as I know it after the calls. Okay?
Hey, Milkman, you there? Milkman?
I'm missing a colostomy bag, a gold-plated colostomy bag.
Who are you talking to? Milkman.
Talking to you, and I need you to tell her I'm missing a gold-plated colostomy bag. It's been an heirloom with the family for many moons.
Did she come back, or what happened?
What the fuck is she talking about?
You just been talking, and nothing's happened yet.
Oh, okay. No, I hung up on accident because I cleared the line on accident. I've been doing that. I've been really bad with the line lately.
Was he doing a prank call to himself?
I guess so. Milkman's over there entertaining. He's like playing with little dolls by himself. And hey, look at me. This is my Carlito doll over here. This is Milkman doll. And here's the Tuck doll. All right, let's try to call them back. The Casino of the Sun. The Puerto Rican Casino. Oh, my God, you guys. We got to get Hollywood on the line here, too, eventually, I'm sure. He's watching or listening or whatever you want to call it. Hang on, folks. The casino coming right back. Damn it.
East Highway 69.
69.
Please find menu options, so please listen
nice.
Carefully. If you are trying to reach the Gold Rush Club, press 1. For the security podium, if you are trying to reach blackjack or poker, please call 77.
I'm trying to reach blackjack or poker. I don't know either
please
of those
hold
people.
While I transfer your call to that extension.
Milkman, you there, you lazy bum?
Hi.
Toilet man. Milkman hanging out in the toilet tonight.
Hey, poopy.
You have a pie casino security.
Hi, is this the Puerto Rican casino?
No, this is Yavapai Casino.
Well, see, because I called earlier, and I was some woman that I've been hung up on twice. I lost my diabetes machine when I was in the casino. I put it on top of that machine over there, and now no one says they can find it. Are you breathing into the phone?
No.
Stop doing that. Stop
you
breathing. Stop breathing into
Hello?
The phone. Stop breathing into the phone, ma'am, please.
I'm not doing anything. Who is this?
Someone's breathing. You're making a lot of noise when you're... Is your nose close to the phone? That's disgusting.
No, it's not.
I need my diabetes medicine. I need my insulin and my pills and my blood glucose.
What machine is it on?
The one that goes bing, 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 bing. That one. There's a machine. I was sitting at it. I know you people know which one it is. I left my pills there, and I need them. I saw on the TV... On the Newsbusters, they said that you people were taking the stuff and keeping it after a year, and then you sell them on places like that. You sell them back, the people's property. I can hear the machine in the background. It's that one. This is stupid.
To place a call, press 1.
Ooh,
to listen to your recorded call, press. Please enter your destination number, starting with the area code, followed by the pound sign.
Milkman, take it this time. Take it, Milkman.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling Yavapai Casino, located...
Yavapai.
Please hold while I transfer your call to that extension.
Who the hell wants to say and gamble on a place called the Yavapai? I bet you those machines aren't clean. They probably got a lot of filth on them.
Unsanitary. A lot of fecal matter.
Yavapai Casino.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, did you find my pills yet?
No, we didn't. Turned them in.
I was talking to this guy over there, and he said that he was going to look, and then he hung up on me. Who is that?
What machine number?
It's the one that I can hear in the background. It makes that noise all the time. That machine. I sat down, I was pulling down the thing and everything, and then the next thing I know, that my pills, I left them either inside where the money goes or on the very top next to the light machine. I need these pills because I'm feeling my sugar is already very low, and I can't get behind the wheel of my rental car now.
Hold on, we'll check.
Can you please help me? Milkman, I told you to jump in. Stupid. And they hung up again. All right,
to
I'm done with
that. To place a call, press 1. To listen to you, please enter your destination number.
Now I'm just pissed off now.
Code,
now
followed by the pounds.
No one hangs up on Carlito. Who do you think they are?
To use your...
I saw a trailer for the new Che Guevara movie.
Casino, that's who they are.
There's a movie on Che Guevara
Thank
coming
you for
out.
Calling Yavapai Casino,
starting Benicio del Toro.
Please hold while I transfer your call to that extension.
Apparently, it did well. It did well in Cannes, from what I understand, and the trailer looks good.
Whoa! So Cannes.
Room with Cannes.
Okay, then.
Yeah, Cannes.
Hey.
Madeline Kahn.
Milkman, do the call this time, yes? You hear me, Milkman?
Yes.
That extension is not available right now. If you would like to leave a message, press 1. If you would like to...
It's blocked, brother!
This is the Yavapai Gaming Agency. Our normal business hours are 8...
Someone's got to answer. Just got to keep it...
Please hold while I transfer your call to...
Yavapai Gaming Agency.
We'll get someone, don't worry. They're all Indians answering the phones over there, too. Like, Yavapai, come, many moon, no come, open now. Call when sun child up. Call when sunbird rise in great sky. 8 a.m.
Yavapai Gaming Agency.
Is not available.
This is the Yavapai Gaming Agency. Our normal business hours are 8 o'clock a.m. to...
All right, I give up on the Yavapai. The Yavapai tribe. Apparently...
Fuck you, white man.
Yeah, fuck you. You didn't take that. Fuck you, white man. Do not answer the phone after sun god go down for night. When wolf come out at night, I do not answer the phone. Yavapai. All right, so now we can call the lodge at Cliff Castle Casino as well, Milkman, if you're excited about that, because I sure am, you cocksucker.
Yeah. There's no money for us to suck Cliff Castle out of.
Before I continue, I want to queue up one of these good calls from last week. This is Carlito leaves an angry message from our Monday show. Our Monday show has delved into the point where we're just we're looking at the Sunday paper for job postings and then prank calling them at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's pretty fun on Monday. No, excuse me, no less. So let's play this one here while we get the next call ready. We're gonna call the lodge at Cliff Castle Casino. They're in Camp Verde, Arizona, or Verde, depending on where you're from.
Hi, you called Terry Shirley. To reach me, press 2 or simply stay on the line.
At the tone, please say your name. Press the pound key when finished.
Ralph Littlejohn.
Thank you. Your party is being located.
Mm, 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 mm.
message and I will return your call. Press pound at the end of your message for more options or simply hang up. Thanks
really
for calling.
I have to play that later. Well, you get the idea.
Thank you for calling the front desk. All of our operators are currently busy.
Bullshit. I'm Eddie fucking Garcia. Why do white people slam the door so hard when they close their car door? Why do white people do that? Puerto Ricans don't do that. White people, they say,
"Kaplah." What do you mean white people do that?
White people do. I don't see any coloreds doing
what
that.
What say?
White people slam their doors hard, Tuck. What the hell? Milkman's not white. He's Japanese.
Welcome, peace, five.
That's what you should have said to the Casino of the Sun. So you just sat there with your thumb up your ass. Here we go. This is more like it. I gotta go get some cold pizza after this call.
Okay. Your call is being answered by IP Office.
Hotel.
Fuck IP Office, motherfucker. Alright, let's play the rest of this call here.
Hey, you jerk. I need a job, and I don't appreciate the fact that you've got an ad here in the paper to call you, and I've been trying to call you all morning looking for this stupid job, and you won't pick up the stupid damn phone. When I call back, I want to talk to a real person. I'm going to talk to your supervisor, Mr. Turdy, and get down to the answers I'm going to have your job. You better answer next time I call.
That's it, okay. It was kind of funny when you heard the aftermath of that. Well, Milkman, you couldn't hear it at all, buddy. Sorry about that. But we do what we can. In the meantime, let me look at some of these other calls here that we can play, recent ones. I'll play the second part of Auto Salvage Yard again here, for those of you who have not heard it. We played it again on the Monday show, but it bears replaying a little bit of it at least. This is call number 2. This is by Reclude. I'll play in just a moment. Hollywood says Panty Dropper. Was Panty Dropper that good? That was like short and sweet, I thought. It was like 10 seconds long. Panty Dropper, he says. Alright, I'll give you the Panty Dropper here, just a moment. Let's take a look at that. Did you hear the Panty Dropper call, Milkman? Were you around for that one?
I was there. I was on the show. Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, you were for the show. I didn't know you were. here's a set of... Hollywood wrote here, here's a set of 2 calls from the end of a show on Monday. The first one Carlito's quickly hung up on, but the second one is disturbing because the lady tells him that the position is filled if he's wanting to apply and clearly is discriminating. Interesting. Okay, here we go.
How can I help you?
Hi there, how you doing? I was calling interested in driving your van machine.
Okay.
I like driving vans. I used to own a van when I was in high school. I had a mattress in the back, and I called it the Panty Dropper, and I like wrote it on the sides of it, and everything. It was really cool. It had neon lights.
That was a quick one.
Yeah, but it's true.
Yeah,
so I even installed in the back like a big amp, and I used to play my guitar, my electric guitar in the van.
Are you interested in the position? Because if so, that's fine. But if you're going to prank call, then I...
No, I'm interested. You're not allowed to make assumptions. I'm just telling you, I used to own a van. I know how to drive a van. I have credentials, lady. I have experience in the van machine. What's the problem? What kind are these? What ton are these? 1.5 ton vans or 2? Are they 2 or 1.5 tons?
I have no idea. I'm not in.
Well, why you? Why good are you? Can you put a man on the phone who can answer my questions?
If you'd be a little bit nicer, maybe I can help you.
I don't have to be nice. I'm applying for a job.
Okay. Well, in this case, the position's been filled.
If I call back and it's not filled, it's against the law. You understand that equal equal opportunity. I'm gonna call.
Give him a number. I'm gonna answer the phone each time. So, sir, what is your name? And
I'm gonna call I'm calling the news solvers right now that you're discriminating against me because you said
I'm not discriminating, sir. I'm just trying to get your information.
Well, you already told me. You already told me the position is filled. So I hope that it's not filled.
Maybe there's another position.
What is it? Is it car?
Can I have your name and your phone number?
This
sir,
is
can I have your
Jack,
name and your phone number?
Don't. You're very rude. You're very rude. I don't. You know what? I decline your application. I'm not approving you.
Okay.
I command you to hang up the phone now because I am superior to you. Well, what are you going to do? Will you admit inferiority? Go ahead. Admit it. You're inferior. Hang up the phone. Exactly. All right. See? Yes, she is inferior. All right, Milkman. When are you going to be home so we can get you in the line? Because Reclude wants to call in and others want to call in as well, my friend.
Okay, I'm here now, so I'll be online in about the next minute or two.
All right, cool. I'm going to take a quick break for 5 minutes, and then I'm going to grab some cold pizza, and I'm probably going to get a beer that's been in the fridge for about 6 months. And I am going
cold
to...
Cold pizza sounds good.
Yeah,
cold
not the...
From the
Breakfast of Champions. Cold beer and pizza. That's how I wake up every Saturday morning when before I go to work. Cold beer and pizza. All right, Milkman, hurry up and get in the TeamSpeak, all right, buddy? All right, 10-4, thank you. It is, man. It puts hair on your chest. That's what we need. That's what Artie needs, to get hair on his chest. He's got a very bare chest. All right, so we're doing okay. We got an average show tonight. It's not the best for pranks, but we're having a good time. We got a lot of news articles to get to here when we come back from the break, and we got some more pranks to do. Coming up, we've got numbers to the... We're going to start calling the UK here. At this time, I'll let you know what time it is in the United Kingdom. It's 4:20 a.m., dude. 4:20. Spark it up.
Smoke weed every day.
4:20 a.m. in the UK. So we're going to wake them up. Maybe with some marijuana humor. That's always fun. We got Mark Stone and Kim Chan in the People's Republic of the United Kingdom. Also, we've got the Falling Rock Tap House. The Stadium Bar and Pool Hall, I've said already I wanted to call. Haven't gotten to it yet. Also coming in, Fairy Tale and Mad Hatter's Tea Room. And the Yellow Brick Road Pub. I'm sure you'll like that since you're a big fan of the Beatles there, Tuck. The Yellow Brick Red Pub. And finally, rounding out the coming up next, Prancing Pony Coffee Bar. That was in Las Vegas. We're in a Vegas-y kind of mood tonight. In the meantime, please visit MadhouseLive.com.
Yellow Brick Road.
MadhouseLive.com is the website where we hang out at.
Is that what you said? Did you say Beatles and Yellow Brick Road?
Yes, I did. Didn't they do Yellow Brick Road? Was it not the Beatles? I thought they did. Or was it the Yellow Submarine?
So that's like Pink Floyd doing Stairway to Heaven, is it?
I suppose. So when we come back, we got those and more prank calls to do. Of course, your calls will be accepted. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Again, it's 1-888-278-8509. Madhouse Radio, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger. Again, that's Madhouse Radio. And
so, Pink Floyd does Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, Pink Floyd does Stairway to Heaven. That's right.
Led Zeppelin does Dark Side of the Moon.
And Willie Nelson did that song, You Got to Know When to Hold 'Em. I love that song. You got to know when to hold 'em.
Yeah.
Know when to fold 'em. We're right back in about 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere, folks. We love yous.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Fuck you, bitch.
For the day I die, I'm a testify. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Ryan, don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
Thank you for calling about the post position.
Yo.
Gina.
Hey, Gina. Gina.
Hello?
Gina, I want to make that happen. I want to be the post office man. I would love to deliver the mail. I have experience. I was in the Army, so I have experience, and I have federal benefits experiences.
Okay.
Yeah. Do I have to be in the union to get this job?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
I can let you know everything you need to know. But first, may I please have the correct spelling of your first
name? Hey, I just want to let you know, I hit the zero number, and I got to skip that whole long, boring thing. So can you explain it to me? Because I just wanted to talk to a real person.
Okay, may I please have the correct spelling of your first and last name?
Well, you know, I'd rather, before we get into that, ma'am, I mean, I really would like to make sure they're not being taken for a ride. What are you offering me? I'm a star.
I'm offering you the materials to prepare for the mandatory exam, sir.
For what mandatory exam? Explain the exam to me. I am good. I use a paper and a pencil, and I fill in the dots, and I give it in. I give it in to the woman or the man in the front.
No, sir. You take it on a computer.
On my computer machine or yours?
No, sir. At a testing facility.
Okay, but what's the deal here? When I go to the testing facility, do they how much does it cost to... You know, to use a computer. Is that worthy it is? Is that how you do it?
There is no fee for the exam, sir.
All right. Is it a hard exam?
you will have to prepare for it. It's not common knowledge, if that's what you're asking.
Well, is it one of those easy ones, like a Mickey Mouse exam? That's exactly what I'm good at. I'm good at Mickey Mouse exams and classes and training.
No, sir, it's not a Mickey Mouse exam.
Hmm. Do I need the drug test to come in?
Yes, sir.
Do you know how long, like, does that include, like, all the substances? Like alcohol? Does it include alcohol or?
I'm not sure, sir.
How long does it take? Let's say that I was at a Rolling Stones concert last week, and there might have been something passed around, and I might have taken a few hits. How long would it take for that to get out of my system so I could pass the exam?
Sir, you're not serious about this, are you?
Well, yeah, I am. I just want to make sure if maybe I should hold off a week or drink a lot of water or vinegar or something like that.
I have no idea, sir.
Does it take like maybe 2 or 3 weeks to get out of your system?
I have no idea.
Huh. Do you do a hair test or is it a urine test?
I have no idea.
Because I heard there's this test where you get on a treadmill.
I have no idea.
You run on the treadmill and they take
I have no idea, sir.
They take the sweat off your off the crack of your ass and they test
that. I have no idea.
Because the toxins come out the latest.
I have no idea, sir.
The crack of your ass. So you don't do the crack of your ass sweat test? Hello, ma'am? Okay, we lost her. She has no idea, Milkman.
Tested, tried, and true.
98.6.
The Milk.
Thank you for holding. Awesome. Can I help you?
Am I talking to a person?
Yes, sir, you are.
I want to do that firework sales thing.
Okay, and what area of town are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Orlando, the Orlando Machine. I am well known around here. I used to sell pumpkins for Halloween.
Okay.
And I'm not done with my credentials. I sell live turkeys in the back for Thanksgiving, and you can throw rocks at them, and then however many you hit, if you stone it, you get to keep it. It's $5 a stone.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what we're doing is taking down names and number for the Orlando area manager.
Right.
She'll be contacting you back to schedule an interview.
I also do the Christmas trees. But
we've already got that taken care of.
I got so angry at these Puerto Ricans that came that they didn't want to buy the damn Christmas trees that I threw it on top of their car. And I said,
I don't mean to cut you short, sir.
I gave it to them, those
name and number.
Stupid assholes. Don't hurry up and buy the stupid Christmas tree. I said, just take the stupid thing. Take the stupid thing!
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what? I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box at a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman ever, ever make you who you are.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers. This 97, I, my niggas and my niggerettes, let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to 79.
I form atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define it like Metropolis, mockery.
All right, we're back, and I'm in trouble. You know what I did, guys? Hey, man.
That's what I'm talking about. That was awesome. I was fucking hearing that again. It was just as good as the second album.
Yeah, man. I made some sugar-free Kool-Aid strawberry, the really bright red one, and I spilled quite a bit of it. I spilled quite a bit of it on the carpet over here, and there's a big red stain now.
Oops.
So Athena's going to be pretty mad at me tomorrow morning.
Yep. You better get that Tampax out and clean that mess up.
How do you get that out? What do you do? I don't know. Anybody have any suggestions?
If you take and urinate right on top of the stain, they have a very strong removal component built in your urine.
I don't think so. Not to go about peeing on the floor, you monster. You. That's something you would do.
Blame it on Chloe.
Milkman, you probably spit on the floor, don't you, at your house? All the time, you're like...
No, I pee on the floor.
That's nasty. You pee in the toilet floor, like in the bathroom floor in front of it? Do you drip? You probably do because you're old.
Peer. I'm a shower peer.
Oh, that is disgusting. Gross, dude.
It's very shiny. That's the way we did in the old days.
No, it's not. In the old days, they used toilets, milkman. They still do. All right, Reckless is going to be calling in. Let me open up the toll-free line for him. Give me just a moment here, milkman. I need to concentrate so I can do that. Rec Lute's going to be joining us here tonight, giving it a gander. Tuck's whispering over there. Bob Levy's checking in as well. What's up, Reverend Bob Levy? The Reverend Bob Levy is checking in as well. Yucko the Clown. Sidekick Chuck, I believe he'll be on later tonight. Sidekick Chuck later tonight on Syndicate Radio. Confirm that there. Mr. Ching Chong Ching, let us know. That's him. John Ricka says, I'm not. You know what, John Ricka? That's close enough for me. The Reverend Bob Levy endorsing us here tonight.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right.
Thank you, Bob Levy.
Syndicate, dear friend.
That's right. You heard it here first. Reverend Bob Levy endorses the Madhouse Radio Show. And he says, you're welcome. So good. In all caps and black, bold motherfuckers. Get that. You get that from the real Bob Levy. He would never listen to my show.
Get down. Get down.
The picture is champion.
The voice of the best chapters of Artie's Too Fat to Fish. Artie being missing almost all week. Did the new vacation start this week?
Oh, what's the fuck?
The new Christmas break didn't start this week, did it? They're still going to be on next week, and then they're leaving for the best of, right? And all that, or the history of Howard, which I'm looking forward to. Can someone let me know? Verify.
Yeah,
is Howard live next week?
Thanksgiving, and they do a few weeks, and then they go off again.
Okay, I think they still have another week before they leave again, though. I hope they do. That would suck. They came back for a week and left again. The other thing to mention here, when's Bubba the Love Sponge's last day? Is it tomorrow? And wasn't there some kind of technical issue? Bubba's vacation started Tuesday, okay.
I've been hearing it. He was going off and again about his problems with and they kept dumping him.
Really? That's bullshit.
I heard the late night repeat, the replay, and it was like a repeat from 2007.
Wow, that's crazy. So they're blaming on technical issues, but there really aren't, apparently. Because I heard today on the news, excuse me, I'm still chewing my crufts over. On the news, they said there was some kind of...
You cannot get access to the toll-free line. Reclude is not able to call in. Still busy. Beep.
Oh, my God, panic. Hang on. Because I got sidetracked and I forgot to hit enable number and I forgot to hit OK and I forgot to hit apply.
Red alert.
All right, Reclude, go ahead and call in, man. Reclude should be clear now.
Go red. Go green. Go green.
Go green. Go green, Reclude. Go dynamic. I'm a big fan of Bubba the Love Sponge. So is it final? That's the deal. He's not going to be on Sirius anymore and he's gone. It's over. Because I wanted to hear his last show. I thought his last show would be the shit. Apparently, and so Tuck is reporting that all they did was cut it off and edit it, bump it. They bumped it all up. Is that what they did? That's bullshit.
Bubba kept going off about it.
Just let him go off. Who cares? Let him vent.
I don't know what's going on.
You know, Sirius looks like a bunch of assholes. Number one, I'm so pissed off with them. All this stuff is Howard for me. They got rid of Backspin. They got rid of all the good shit. Reclude, what's up, bro?
What's up, man?
Finally got that open for you. How you doing, man?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Milkman tying up the line the whole time, and he was home the whole time. He just insisted on being
around
the phone.
Just get a Skype or some shit, bitch. Motherfucker, man.
Yeah, I know, dude. How's it been for you this week?
Oh, dude, it's been fucking amazing, dude.
Yep.
Got some nice massages the last couple days.
Happy release massages or just a massage?
Fucking, well, I got a legitimate one, like, at a legitimate place, like no hand job shit.
Okay.
Or a good looking broad too. For fucking, last night I got kind of like a studio massage. So
yeah, there you go.
Really legitimate.
Got the hand release, huh? As we used to say. Remember those days? Hell yeah,
I forgot
dude.
About that. Yeah.
Do you still have that song? That was an awesome. The theme song was great. It was you singing hand release.
It was like Michael McDonald. Like, I was trying to sing like Michael McDonald. It was so shitty.
That was funny. The hand release song. Man, those are the times back when there was a show.
I had like two songs that were like both like 60 seconds long.
Yeah, yeah.
Just playing them like all the time.
Yeah.
I was so fucking coked up back then, dude.
Awesome.
Holy
dude.
Shit. Man.
So you saw, I added a bunch of shit to YouTube, including your prank. I hope you don't mind, but
oh,
I put
yeah,
it out there.
Funny. Dude, I've been playing those for everybody. People
yeah.
fucking losing their mind.
Yeah, there's a
pretty good. I want to make some shorter. Like, what I'm trying to do is I've been studying, like, a bunch of... This sounds retarded, but it's true. Like, I've been studying a bunch of pranks and listening to nothing but pranks, like, the last couple of days.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I found out, like, the best way to do it is, like, to kind of, like... There's good people, they can, like, steer the pranks, like, into a smaller amount of time.
Okay.
And get a reaction real quick.
Right. And just, like...
You know what I mean? It's like, I got good reactions out of the guy, but it was, like, 9 minutes. You know what I mean? Which is still
right.
good. I mean, you sit and listen to it, but... You know, I wonder if the Jerky Boys edit their pranks. I think they do.
Oh, they do. Yeah, you can hear where they kind of, here and there, they take out. I do.
Well,
I take out pauses and stuff like that all the time of my calls. Like, when I make them official or whatever, I take out a bunch of shit from them a lot of times.
Yeah, I wonder if they took, like, I'm just curious how much they took out.
Probably
like, I mean,
a lot.
I know you take it off when you're on hold or some shit,
yeah.
but, I mean, this seems like they take shit out of, like, the conversation.
Right, they splice up the conversation almost so it sounds like it flows better or stuff like that. It's very easy
yeah.
to do that. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
really
maybe...
Low.
Yeah, all right.
I just like to do it normal.
Yeah, all right, so I'll tell you what we got. We got a...
Richard Windsor, too. You're tightening up a lot.
We got a Fat Boys Pizza that just came in. Fresh and Fancy Donuts came in, and we got some houses in the U.K., and we've got a U.K. card
house
finally.
House to the U.K.
Yep.
Fucking this shit again.
Yeah, I know.
Those motherfuckers, you can get a good prank off them sometimes.
Right.
Like, they get all, like, serious and pissed off.
Right, yeah, they get... They get
I guess, I mean, I wonder how many people prank are. I guarantee they have a good prank crowd over there or something.
Oh, yeah, actually, the second biggest crowd, I think, for pranks is in Britain, after the United States. I get most of my hits on a website outside of America from the U.K. They're big, and new news around and all that, they're... They
oh, really?
Yeah, they do a lot of pranks on the radio over there, too. They like a big prank call radio kind of
really?
Kind of deal. Oh, yeah, yeah. UK, dude, they're all about the pranks. Yeah.
I'll have to hear some shit like that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'll send you
get
points.
Into that. I don't
yeah.
hear my... I heard a call. I'll tell you what, though. You ever heard that one where they prank fucking Prince Charles?
No, I haven't heard the... Oh.
They play it on the Stern show.
Oh, where the guy called the radio show, right?
Jesus Christ.
He had a hair
dude,
in the back of
fucking,
his throat.
That was one of the most amazing... fucking
yeah.
prank calls I've ever heard like that.
Yeah, he's like, oh, excuse me, I was with Lady Diana.
Oh, it's a very bad line.
No, he was like, I was with Lady Diana last night and had the hair in his
yeah,
back
he
of
goes,
his throat.
He goes, Princess Diana screws the elephant man and she
yeah.
does it with the Queen Mother watching.
Yeah. Bubba Booey. And Prince Charles will go down with his cinder. I don't understand. I don't understand what's happening. And he goes, and then when the guy calls back, like immediately, and says, okay, what do you think about people who call in like that, Prince Charles? And he goes, oh, I think they're sick. I don't mean he's like so stupid and, you know,
yeah,
like
you
clueless.
You can't avoid something like that. You can't
yeah.
possibly avoid something like
yeah,
that.
Those fuckers.
So, all right, let's see this shit here.
See what
fucking,
you got.
Let me see what you got sent here.
Yeah.
We got fucking Karen Morton, Peter Murray, and Yorkshire, England. I don't know what to say to these motherfuckers. Thousand Oaks, California, Fresno. I was just out there.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
Thousand Oaks.
Thousand Oaks, nice little neighborhood.
Nice
there.
Little spot. Cool.
Fucking bunch of... I'll tell you what, though. I love them fucking beaner broads.
Right.
I tell you what, though. A bunch of hot fucking Mexican broads out there.
You were about to say spick. I heard you. That's funny, though. I don't
no,
care.
No.
You were. You're like a bunch of
beaner. You're a fucking asshole. Don't start on. Don't be
don't
an
be
asshole.
Starting shit, yo. All right.
Fucking like that cocksucker from the... What's it? Anyway, I'm fucking
anyway.
High as hell. Let's get to some pranks for all right.
All let's do Fat Boys Pizza. Does that work? Or,
Fat
yeah.
Boys Pizza.
You can do that. All right, we'll try that. Take it away. Or you want to do
this? What is that? Davenport, Iowa?
Davenport, Iowa. Ever heard of it?
No.
I know, but Davenport, Florida.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Iowa sucks.
Yeah, there's a bunch of, I don't know, mouth breathers in Iowa. They're kind of like, kind of slow out there.
Is it, yeah, isn't that like a fucking shitty part of
the country?
Earth?
Yeah, it's like Ohio, but kind of more redneck, I think.
So
right?
It's Fat Boys Pizza, all right? So... How quick, I meant to ask you, how quick can you switch that spoof card to, like, a different number?
What do you mean, like,
does
to...
Does it take a bit?
To spoof
you know
to
what
a
mean?
Different
like
number?
You switch, I know you can, you know what I'm saying, you spoof the number, but then that one thing where it's, like where it comes back to...
To make it ring to a different number?
Number?
To make it ring to a different number?
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy. I just type in what number I want it to ring to, and it's done.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm just saying, not what shows up on the caller ID, but you know how you had that one other thing? That newer thing where basically you call back and you set up a voicemail?
Yeah, the Grand Central thing. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, how does that fast to change?
To change? Well, what are you trying to, what do you want to change? The number that goes out?
Like,
oh.
Maybe change it to, like, say if we're calling a certain place, like, I mean, it'd probably be a U.S. only.
Right.
But, you know, say we're calling some place in Davenport, we can have, like, you know, we can go back and forth and all that shit.
Right, yeah, they stop giving out numbers now. They just give you one number. Because I guess they're running out. Yes, I have two. I have another one somewhere also, a 305 Miami number somewhere that I took out. But then, I guess
I gotta get one of those. Too.
Yeah,
those are great.
Yeah, they're on an invite.
One.
Yeah, you gotta sign up for an invite, and they're like reserved now. They come out like in blocks. They send out everyone who said a reserved one. So the best thing to do is like reserve one, or if I get invites, I'll send you one. I'll send it to your email.
Oh, shit, yeah, because I got to get one. I'll see if I can get one in town.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, people still call it anyway.
Right, yeah, I want to change it to... I got one in my hometown, like my home area code. I want to change it to, you know, somewhere else, different, just to add a little more anonymity.
Yeah, I wanted to get one in L.A. if I do, you know, anywhere I want to do business at, so somebody keep going out there, you know, get one out there. It'd be kind of cool, I guess.
Right, right.
For business, but I mean, I'd rather just do it for pranks and do it for the lulls.
That's what it's for. Yeah.
Anyways,
all right, cool.
I
so,
fucking, let me see here. Yeah,
pizza or donuts? Pizza. Is it going to be the pizza or the donuts?
On Google Maps here.
You got it? All right.
The Radisson. All right, Fat Boys Pizza, the Radisson, and Davenport, Iowa. Okay.
Already announcing, as we reported here earlier, that he is actually dropping out of college thanks to Syndicate Radio. The big Artie guy. You know Artie?
Goodness.
He's drinking a gallon of milk right now. Artie, you know there's the you know, I don't know if you ever heard.
A gallon of milk.
He's eating Oreos and a gallon of milk, so he's just going at it. Look at him go. Yeah, big
Jesus
guy.
Jesus Christ.
He looks like a pile.
Oreo? No, that's like brownie or something.
Those soft brownies you get out of the vending machine. I love
those
things.
Oh, those fucking, those little Debbies or some
those
shit.
Those gooey.
See, I'm on it.
Fudge brownies.
I am fucking on it. I'm
Hell
psyched.
Yeah.
Fudge brownie.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks really good being high right
awesome
now.
I know.
Food, man.
I wish I could have it. Even if I was high, I can't have it because of the damn sugar.
Are you diabetic now? Or?
Yeah, I've been diabetic, but they have sugar-free Oreos
nice, man.
Now, man. Sugar-free Oreos
are
good. Oh,
yeah, dude, that's some beast-ass fucking sugar-free stuff. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm fucking so
yeah,
high.
Come on, yeah, we're
goddamn sugar-free
munchies.
Oreos and all shit.
All right, fuck.
All right, let's get to business here. Fat Boys Pizza, we're involved. I'm so high, I cannot guarantee good prank calls tonight.
Okay.
But we'll try. We'll try. We'll sure as fuck try.
All right, so you ready to do it?
Yeah, we're ready.
All right, we're ready. All right, cool. Let's do that. Hang on, folks. Don't go anywhere.
It's going to be a two-parter, by the way.
All right, good deal. They answer. Fucking answer. Where are you? I'll send it to you. Alright.
I'm sorry.
You're not answering there. You want me to try the donuts instead?
Yeah, try the donuts.
Alright.
Fuckers.
Donuts.
Hello?
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 Hello, are you there? Can you answer? Is this the donut place?
What?
Hello, is this the donut place? Hello?
Hey.
Christ,
how are you?
Is this the donut place, man? Is this it?
Yes.
Okay, cool, man. You got that one beaner girl working in there? You know what I'm talking about? She's a little chunky.
Chunky?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? That little beaner girl? She's got, like, fat ass and shit. She's pretty bowed. So what's up, man?
Oh, how are you?
Jesus Christ, what are you, Israeli or what? What are you, hello? Come on, tell me your nationality or this prank is dead.
Oh.
Yeah? What's up? You got any bitches? You got some fucking putas in there? What's up, man?
I'm sorry, I don't speak English.
You don't speak English? Hey, puta, fucking...
puta beaner broads, man. Mexico girls. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. Maybe my buddy knows how to speak fucking Spanish. I can't. Hello? Hello, buddy.
Yes.
Jesus fucking Christ. Hang up the fucking phone, dude.
That guy's fucking stupid.
What the fuck? That was like the shittiest fucking
hello? Hello? What a dumbass.
Jesus fucking H. Christ. Oh, that was a fucking train wreck. How the hell are you supposed to prank fucking somebody that just...
You can't
call fucking France.
Yeah, they can't speak English. What's the point? Okay,
why are you in America? Answer the phone if you
he's
can. Yeah,
we got
exactly.
we got Ghulam Muhammad, and he's in Dewsbury, West Yorkshire, England. If you want to call him as an Arab,
he's fucking
Ghulam Muhammad. All right, I say we call him.
Oh man, let's try to.
Long
some like cute vampire chick showed up in fucking Syndicate.
Yeah, she's the girl down there with the darkness. You see her? She's got a bunch of darkness on her.
What's
up, dark girl? How you doing, dark girl? What's up, darkness? Darkness is spreading in syndicateradio.tv.
You're like dark. You're not supposed to smile. You're supposed to be evil and shit.
Yeah, it's
like
just a frown.
I don't know. Like, oh.
Oh, she gave you the finger record. Watch out. What that means.
Show them titties.
Oh, God, you guys. Really, all you need, girl.
Nice, brother. All right, so anyways, right. Let's see here. What we got here?
We got Mohammed.
Mohammed, dude. Mohammed. I don't want to be all race. Are there any Arabs on fucking Syndicate?
DTT, but he's cool. He's down.
DTT, do you like... Tell me if you'd be offended by, like... Who cares?
Who cares if DTT is offended? Come on, he's not going to get offended. He's
a good guy. We've done so much. I probably... When I was all coked up and shit, fucking... I probably did all sorts of fucking anti-whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fine.
To everybody.
Don't worry about
it,
man.
Let's just do it.
He loves it. Yeah, all right, cool. International call here. We're calling the UK, the United Kingdom, bitches. Ghulam Muhammad in Yorkshire, England. One moment, folks. We'll play music now.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello,
Muhammad, please. Hello?
Who's speaking?
Okay, I must speak to Mohammed, please. Ghulam Muhammad.
Yeah, speaking.
Is this you?
Yeah.
Please, put Mohammed on the phone for me, please. Hello?
Fucking ass.
Your balance is
$4.71.
Please enter the area code and number you wish to call.
All right, let's take a look here.
Call him. No. Call him again.
All right, cool. We'll do that.
The guy was like asleep and he was pissed off. This might be good.
The maximum time for your call is 45 minutes. Please wait.
Thank you, Kokanee, for the card number. Much appreciated. I'm sure you knew excited as well.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Mohammed, please?
Yes.
Why do you hang up on me?
Speak.
Why do you hang up on me? Hello?
God, what a prick that guy.
Fucking, Jesus Christ.
Your balance is $4.42.
All right,
please enter the area code and number you wish to call.
How about Kim Chan? You want to try her?
Kim Chan, where? The same place?
Yeah, Berkeley, England or something.
The maximum time for your call is 42 minutes. Please wait.
Kim Chan in Barnsley, England, everybody. Bless you.
Sorry.
No problem.
Hello?
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 Who is it?
Hello, this is the Vicar John.
Who?
This is Vicar John. And guess
for what?
I'm looking through your window. What? You're recording your knickers. Hello?
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 Yes, I'm looking through your window right now.
Window?
Yes.
Do you speak English?
Who is speaking?
Do you speak English? I'm looking through your window right now. You look so marvelous.
Sorry?
I had to feel myself. Do you guys just not speak English either? Hello? Talk
Hello?
To me. Jesus fucking Christ! Will you motherfuckers, is there anybody in this goddamn fucking prank list that talks English? Jesus fucking Christ. I'm just kidding. Hello? Hello, Chance, what's up? Hello?
Okay, they're just fucking retarded, too, apparently. That's fucking funny.
It's like nobody fucking said they speak English. God damn it.
They just sit there. All right, no more non-Anglican-sounding names.
Come
because
on.
Fucking...
All right, dude, I love you guys to death, man. Let's confirm them. Like, here's what you guys need to do. It's not your fault. We just learned. What you need to do is when you call up and confirm the fucking calls, like, just call and confirm, like... Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ask them if they speak English and then hang up.
Right. Do they speak English? Yeah. Oh, yes,
I
do.
Have a conversation a little bit and then fucking hang up. All right.
Ask them where they were born. There you go. That's what you got to do.
Hypnotize them. Yeah.
Where were you born?
Hypnotize them.
Yeah. Are you
hypnotize
natural?
Hypnotize them. Make them forget that you called so they don't spook them.
Yeah. Okay. All and right. Then. So, you want to do? Let's try Karen Morton. That was funny though. You were saying that you like her in her knickers. Oh my god! I started laughing.
Let's
over
do
here.
A peeping Tom, dude.
Yeah, that's funny.
Let's
it's
do
a
whole that theme tonight.
Can you do a French peeping Tom? That'd be funny. Like a French man walking running around.
Peeping Tom,
with.
Like a fucking frog.
Oh, I am watching you in the window.
That's retarded.
Yeah. That's it.
I would like to see you. I see you through the window. You're looking so fine.
There you go.
I
all
want
right.
to bust that ace.
All right, I'm gonna
I
call.
Would like to see you through the window. It looks so nice.
I'm gonna call Karen Morton. She's related to Bob Morton. I understand. Bob Morton had to die because he made a mistake, and now we're going to erase that mistake correctly. Don't go anywhere, okay?
By the way,
all right.
This is Christina.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm bloody brilliant at 5 o'clock.
What? Listen, I'm looking through your window right now.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we've got a prank call.
It looks wonderful. Oh, darling. Ew.
Oh, my God.
Your balance is $84.
Bloody well.
What did you say?
She was upset. She's like, oh, I'm bloody well at whatever in the morning.
You know, you have to.
Hang on. Hang on. Don't say anything for a second, Recklin.
The maximum time for your call
oh, shit.
Is 29 minutes. Please wait.
I'm calling Peter Murray an accident.
Call your operator for assistance.
In Africa?
1032.
I had to clear it. I called Peter Murray.
Can we call Africa, dude?
If we get minutes there, I'm sure we could call South Africa. They speak English there. You know? Or,
call that Provost guy.
You know where I would like to call? Liberia. You know Liberia? That was, it's a country that was founded by freed African slaves. American slaves. Like, you know, they were Africans that were in America, they were slaves, and they got freed. After the Civil War, they returned to Africa, made their own country. They based it on the American United States. Yeah, and
I know some dude in town from Liberia.
Those people, they're crazy. They use machetes all the time. Now, I'd be scared of being
they're
war in Africa.
No, it's over there.
They
dude.
Use machetes
yeah.
and fucking. You ever see
they
that Hotel
people
Rwanda?
On a fucking row of tires and yeah. fucking do. They do. They do some nutty shit over there. Kill fucking boys for like stealing.
Yeah. Chop their hands off and stuff, man.
Yeah, dude, they're fucking loonies.
And those, man, you were in, were you in Somalia? Or you weren't in that war, right? Which war were you in?
Somalia.
I'm
in Somalia now, part of fucking right where the studio's at. These goddamn fucking Somalians just took over, dude.
But wait, you were in the service,
fucking,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I was over, no, here's, I went over to fucking, I was in South Korea for a year. That was amazing.
Oh, that's got
to
be so awesome.
That was like fucking just like a dreamland.
Wow.
Like, seriously. It was amazing. And it wasn't like, I mean, you could do the hooers for easy, you know.
Yeah.
They got hooers right off base. I mean, you just go off and get some Philippine broad and bang them or whatever.
Nice.
But then
Like, even, like, I mean, there was a bunch of nice girls I dated that were fucking, like, princess beautiful.
Really?
You know what I mean? I mean, oh, this fucking, Jesus Christ, dude. And then when I go to Italy, which is another fucking dreamland, that was amazing.
But, Italy, too?
Yeah, really? Like, I went there for a year and a half, dude. It was fucking nuts. And
that's cool. Were you ever in Germany?
Loony bid. I went, dude, I did some nice little vacationing there. I didn't, like, stay there.
Okay, all right.
I was spent about a week.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I've always wanted to go there too. I was for my honeymoon in June. We were going to go to the UK and take a cruise, a European cruise from there. But
oh yeah,
it's too fucking expensive, man. The plane tickets alone were more than the price of the fucking cruise itself. And you know, outside of Europe, all the other countries we stopped at, we're gonna need a euro. The U.S. dollar isn't worth crap over there, so
yeah.
You know, it would have been a really expensive, and we can't afford it. So we're just gonna do a Caribbean cruise now, 10 days.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we'll do that. Fucking watch out for them Somalians trying to get you.
Yeah.
Don't sail over there. Fucking probably better.
Yeah, but that's what I thought you were.
Dumbass pirates.
I thought there was a chance you might have been in that whole Somalia thing in the 90s. So that shit's getting crazy there.
No, dude, I wasn't that Black Hawk Down shit. No.
Yeah, no. So you never in the war. Did you ever kill anybody?
I didn't do shit, dude.
No,
I sat in fucking instant message a bunch of bitches and fucking drank banana milk and shit. I didn't do shit over there.
So you got lucky. You got in the Reagan years.
Killed a lot of beers
and doobies.
I'm a fucking pussy
when it comes to military. I mean, I was in, but you know.
Yeah.
Fucking, I tell you what, I got kicked out, dude.
Oh, was it honorable, or are you allowed to talk about
it? I was barely honorable, dude. I went nuts, dude. I fucking went loony, and fucking, they sent me to fucking be evaluated, and I fucking was drinking, and
holy shit.
Going through this, like, Jim Morrison period, dude. It was fucking nuts.
And you were in the Army? That's crazy.
Fucking, what's that? Air Force.
Yeah, the Air Force, okay.
Oh, dude, when I was over in Italy, that's when I got fucking kicked out, dude. That one-star general on base got all fucking pissed off, because I was, like, pulling crazy shit.
Okay.
And the next day, he fucking sent all these people to come get me at my room, and he said, the next day, he's like, this guy's the fuck out of here by Sunday.
Okay.
I swear to God, dude. I mean, I got some nutty fucking adventures, I'm telling you, man.
All right. You should share that with us one day whenever you feel comfortable.
Yeah,
about it.
Dude. Trust me. I got a story. I got shit. Never mind.
Well, you told me you actually saw the banana show that we kept talking about this show. You said
you saw one
in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam deal.
And you couldn't.
I think I told you about that.
You couldn't smoke pot or anything in Amsterdam because
that
of the fucking guy said it was going to drug test you when you came back.
Drug test as soon as I got back to base. Sure enough, that motherfucker pulled me in for a drug test.
Oh, what an ass.
And I even fucking called him on it. I'm like, dude, you think I'm on drugs? Why don't you give me a piss test? This Mexican ass fire chief that was like the most scariest motherfucker, dude. He was like, listen, if I thought you were on drugs, I would already have you take the piss.
Oh my God.
So yeah, motherfucker used to wear, dude, this cocksucker, man, around the fire station, this guy used to wear like taps on his shoes, like drill instructors.
Okay.
So like you could hear him coming, like it was the weirdest fucking dude ever, dude.
Oh,
he would like wear taps because he didn't want people to be fucking up, so you could hear him come around the corner.
Right, you're like, oh shit,
he's coming.
Because
it was all concrete, so you could hear these taps like a mile away.
So those drill sergeants, they actually, like in the movies, they show how loud their boots are. They put fucking taps on them, like metal shit on them?
They put like metal on them.
What a bunch of pussies, like, man. Fuck those guys.
Well, it's like, here's why. It's not like a crunchy, it's more of a high pitched sound. The reason they do it is because it gives people a cadence to march to.
Okay.
And it's like a frequency that kind of cuts through, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it kind of gives them like a metronome, so to speak. And it's easier when, because they march really good with like a real, you know what I'm saying, steady.
Yeah,
kind
of
rhythm.
Beat, yeah.
So it's like it gives
cadence.
Everybody else, you can hear it poke through everything. So it's like, that's why, so like so the other soldiers or airmen or whatever can follow.
All right. What were we doing? We're going to call on.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know. We got on the bananas. We ended up in the Army and in the Air Force.
Bananas? Talking about military?
Hey, here's a question. The Air Force basic training, is it as hard as the Army and the Marines?
No way, dude. It's fucking pussy, dude.
Really?
It's now 8 weeks. I think it was 6 when I was in.
Right.
You know what the hardest thing like was to fucking stop laughing, dude.
Really?
I mean, that and doing like fucking push-ups. I can't do push-ups worth a shit. I almost fucking failed out of that shit, but I got through it.
Was there a big hike or a big
got me in? What
did you guys? Did you have to go some big like 5-mile hike or something at the end of it or something?
Jesus Christ! Yeah, they fucking.
I got really good, though. I mean, the first time we were doing it, man, we had to run a mile, dude. I was so out of shape. I never exercised. I was fucking puking and shit.
Wow.
But then, like, at the end, dude, I improved my time by, like, 8 minutes or some shit. Like, uh-huh. I mean, it's not saying much because I was, like, fucking slow as hell at first, but...
8 minutes is 8 minutes, man.
I was, like, I fucking lost, like, 30 pounds
wow.
in, like, 6 weeks. Dude, it was fucking nuts, dude.
But, oh, yeah. And you got to see you got to see fucking your man. I wish I want to go to South Korea. That's gotta be
military,
fun as
no
hell,
fucking
man.
Picnic. I mean, they had a lot of great times. Don't
right.
get me wrong, but it's no fucking picnic.
Man, and you got to see the banana show too. I'm jealous.
Banana show. What, I fucking yelled at those broads. I can't believe it. I was like, they wanted to charge me all this more money. I'm like, just fucking stick it up your cunt and just don't talk to me, you fucking bitch.
Oh my god. All right. All right. So I got Mark Stone. I've got Peter Murray. These are in England. We also have Catherine King in Yorkshire. She's a woman. We could try the French Peeping Tom is what I want to hear. I think that's going to be a really
French,
fun character.
Dude, I'm fucking high. I'm kind of slow on the draw tonight. So
right.
Let's call. I promise, just for you, I'll do the French Peeping Tom.
All right, cool. Catherine King. She's in Yorkshire. Don't go
How about
anywhere.
That? Catherine King. This goes out to... Man, there's all these fucking...
Give
tonight,
it.
They got all broad except for fucking that one dude. They got all broads on webcams tonight. That's pretty good.
There's the big Milk Kid and then the three other broads.
Yeah, Milk Kid, he's like,
kid.
You know, I mean, God love him.
Man.
I tell you what.
All right, hang on.
Drink that fucking milk, buddy. Give me a toast for me. Let me see you give a toast.
Well, I'll tell you what. Artie, you know, there's the whole thing on radio. It's a classic bit where you challenge someone to drink a whole gallon of milk in an hour and keep it down for an hour. If Artie could do that, I don't know. We should do something.
I've seen one fucking hillbilly try to do that. Not that he's a hillbilly, but I've seen this one motherfucker try to do it.
Right.
And it was just fucking.
Oh,
Jesus
hell,
Christ,
I can
man.
Do that.
He fucking just exploded.
Milkman says he can do it. I think that's bullshit. That's disgusting.
No, no,
no one can
bullshit,
do that.
That's bullshit, dude.
That's so much lactic acid.
When?
Yeah.
That
like
ain't
how long?
No shit.
Yeah, it's
how long? Like an hour?
It's an hour. You're supposed to drink it in an hour and keep it down for an hour. And if you do, then you win. The radio stations do it all the time. They and no one ever wins. I don't think I've
no
ever heard
ever
of anybody
wins.
Ever
it's
winning.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
It is, but it's always entertaining, but it's never possible.
Right.
Oh, bullshit.
He got a fucking
I can win
straw
that.
In there? What the hell is he doing? I see him all doing crazy shit. Here.
He's got a straw
Jesus
now.
Jesus Christ, we had distracted him so fucking high. I need to be looking at all right. shit. I need to be looking at, like, the broads and not these fucking... All
right, look at the broads.
Oreo shit.
Yeah, look at the broads. John, because she's the one with the tall glass of water, as you were saying last week. She's got the
oh yeah, I remember
the legs.
Hey,
yeah, legs
no,
up there. And then there's the dark girl down there, this emo girl with the darkness. She's down
emo
the bottom.
Emo girl. I think
the
she's
darkness.
More like gothic, right?
Yeah. And there's
I don't know. She's cute. Whatever.
And there's
she
big.
Probably doesn't like labels, so
and there's
not label her.
There's big forehead girl on cam number three. Who's that?
Chicky. Don't be a fucking asshole.
I'm sorry. That's my father talking. That's my father talking. I'm sorry.
Nice, nice broad. Right. Now, stop being an asshole.
All right. That's sorry. I think she's a VIP.
You're fucking pissing off everybody.
All right. Hang
you're
on.
Fucking being
Catherine King.
These girls are real nice.
All right. Catherine King.
She said she needed no goth, no... So that's cool. You're...
Rickwood's out of it. He's just rambling over there. He's like crazy fucker now. Played that song twice in a row.
Who are we calling?
Catherine King. Come on. I'll leave it there. Alright, I guess that ain't gonna work. Okay, well, what else we got here? Let's see.
Call them back. Are they answering? No, I probably won't answer.
It's 5:30 in the bloody
morning.
Well,
here we go. We got Dorothy Pierce and Marjorie Pierce also. They're in Yorkshire.
Who's sending these in?
Lonesome Losers confirming them.
They're, oh shit!
They're answering. She's the one that has an answer. The other ones answered, but they just didn't speak English. Except for the last one, spoke a little bit. Let's do that. All right.
A little bit ain't gonna get us no good prank. So.
Exactly. All right, Dorothy Pierce. All right, we'll try that
Dorothy
one.
Dorothy Pierce.
Then we'll do Large Marge.
We need to find out. Here's an idea for you, number gatherers.
Right.
We need to get more like. I tell you what, go find out where the hillbilly parts of fucking England. I think it's the north or something. Somebody was saying.
Well, hang on,
Python used to make fun of it.
Hey,
find all the hillbillies. Get these fucking hillbillies, like the dumb people, are more fun to prank. They'll talk longer.
Wait, hang on.
I'm
listen.
Just curious to what's that?
Listen. We got breaking news here from Nunu. Nunu sending in a number. It's a crazy Muslim in the UK who was pissed at a radio station for playing a song with the Quran in it.
a crazy Muslim. He wants us to say we're from the radio station called Galaxy. He said that's what we're supposed to do.
Galaxy?
Galaxy is the name of the radio station. Apparently he's suing them or something because they had a song that they played with the, that had the Quran in it. I don't understand why he would get mad.
This is tasty.
Yeah. I sent
this
you the...
This sounds pretty delicious.
All right, I sent you the docket over there, if you see it.
The docket?
Right.
What the fuck is a docket?
That's, you know, the case against the dude. You know, they got...
All right, let's see here.
All right, you ready?
Radio station called Galaxy. That's fucking hilarious. Mm. All right, let's do it.
All right, make it so.
Hello?
Hi, how you doing, buddy? This is John from the Galaxy Radio. How you doing?
What's radio?
The Galaxy. Galaxy Radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, basically we called to say we like to shit and piss on the Quran.
What do you mean?
I like to shit and piss on it. I like to put it in a pan, and I like to shit and piss on it because it's a fucking devil book. Nobody should read it.
Your balance is $3.45.
Call back.
Oh, that's so good. All right. Let me try that again.
Call this guy all night.
I don't know why he didn't seem to last very long.
You're fucking nuts, man. All right, that was funny. All right, let's try that again. Let's see if he picks up. I like the shit and piss on the Quran. Oh, all right.
Why?
Jesus Christ. This is your message to poor guy.
남은 시간은 10분. 잠시만 기다려 주십시오.
I don't know how I got that language, I don't
That's
know.
That's fucking Korean, dude.
I hit the wrong one. That's funny, how appropriate. How apropos.
Alright. Chain.
Fucking loud ring. Fucking pick up, man.
Pick up, Towelhead. You're a towel.
Your call has been forwarded to the T-Mobile voicemail service.
All right, leave a message.
79585 4 is not available to take your call.
I don't need a live caller.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished, you may hang up or press 1 to change your message.
Hi there. Yeah, I'd like to take the Quran. I like to fucking take it on the radio. I make songs about it and I rub my dick all over it. Yeah, I love it. It fucking turns me on. I like rub my dick and balls all over the fucking Quran. I like to sit there and I fucking, then I take it and I wipe my ass after I take a fucking shitty fucking dump. Dude!
Sorry.
Dude, come on, I wasn't finished yet.
I thought you were done.
Oh,
you
man.
Stop talking.
Nah, dude, I was like, I was about to lose it, but.
How'd you take a big shitty dump?
All right, call again.
All right. All right.
More time.
All right, let's see if it picks up this time. Hang on.
You kid.
It's okay
you
because
really
DTT's can. Laughing. It's okay. As long as he's laughing, you know.
DTT, wait, I'm in the wrong chat room. What the fuck chat room am I at?
I don't know.
This goddamn fucking... Oh, this syndicate chats.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. They're everywhere.
There's like 20 fucking chat rooms. You need to get them all in one or something.
We gotta all unite. Put our cocks together. All right, hang on. Let me know how the quality is. Are things improved? It looks like we've kept our video and audio going. Let me know if it's too high, if it's too modulated, what's going on. Ching chong chong. What does that mean, Sidekick Chuck? Let us know, please.
Bing bong bong. There we go. Serious.
Your call has been forwarded to the T-Mobile voicemail service 07958. Is not available to take your call. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished, you may hang up or press 1 to change your message.
Oh, is it recording? I just want to tell you, man, Judge, I like you to rub my dick all over the Koran. I was talking in the other voice before in the other voicemail, but I just like to say I like to slobber all over it. I like to fucking rub my balls on it, my ass, and I just like to jizz all over it. I like to put it in a fucking thing, and I like to burn it. You know why? Because it's a bunch of fucking bullshit. Anybody believes in it is a fucking dummy, and that's all there is to it. You're a bunch of devil worshippers, and so you guys flying this. Jesus Christ, if I ever try to do anything else in my career, these horrible comments on Muslims are going to be used against me. Fuck. Shit.
All right, there we go. We terminated the call.
Jesus Christ, I can imagine, like, if I did anything, like, really big in the future, like, these would totally...
Yeah, you got to watch out, man. There's a lot of stories out there, Reclude. You'll be all right,
oh, Jesus
there,
Christ, dude, I could probably... Dude, you know what's funny?
We all got skeletons.
Is, like, my,
Me, David, on call doing Johnny...
I don't know what you call her. Let's see here. Fucking, My, significant other on and off separated them together, like, found some interesting pictures of me on, like, Facebook.
Doing what? What were you doing? Something incriminating?
I was on some broad fucking big
man.
Tits. And then fucking, there was a hugging up on her and dancing with her and shit and fucking, like really, yeah, it was kind of inappropriate. And then there's one of me bending over a Playboy model.
Really? A Playboy
like,
model?
Pretty, I swear to God, dude, look on fucking, look on
your
MySpace.
All right,
yeah.
Cool. Hey man, do you have, are you ever going to get a space, like, I'm gonna put up a link for all our... You know, all our crew. Like you're considered part of their crew because you help out a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wanted cool. to give you like I don't know what do you, would you be your MySpace page or do you don't have like a website or anything that you'd want to promote?
I mean, I've got domain names reserved for stuff, but I just don't. I haven't had time to do anything with it. One of these days I will.
Yeah.
Like I was thinking of just doing like a Richie Randall page and having that be all the pranks because I want to use it for like something else.
Yeah. Is you should try to look for RichieRandall.com. Maybe it's out there. I'm sure it is. RichieRandall.com. I don't see why it wouldn't.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Now yeah. Somebody's gonna go fucking copy.
Probably. Yeah, you gotta hurry up and get it now.
You gotta hurry up. Look right now on GoDaddy. You think I'm joking?
Yeah, it's like $9. That's all it is. If it's not taken, I don't know. I do it all the time. I got my last name taken out. Matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Evil already said he wants to take care of the MySpace and Facebook. Yeah, we need to start getting on Madhouse. I'm going to start offering like a volunteer squad. We need someone like to handle a Facebook page, a MySpace page for us, and promote. You know, try to help out. Just little tasks here and there that would help out.
Oh, Evil Artie's going to be the new prank master.
Yeah. Oh boy, that's nice.
Nah,
I can't wait
kidding.
For that.
He seems like a decent guy.
All right, you want to do one? You want to do another one?
Yeah, man, I wish that guy would pick up. That's a shame.
Yeah, it sucks. We'll give him a little bit, maybe. Maybe.
What?
I got a Kenneth King here.
Where's he at? Because I'm fucking...
He's in
I did restart my computer.
All right, he's in Yorkshire. Yorkshire, England. Yeah, Kenneth King in Yorkshire, England. I say we give him a call.
Yeah, we need some more background on this fucking British thing, because I don't know what to talk to these people about.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's fun just to mess with them.
No idea, like...
Do the French peeping Tom on the guy. Maybe he'll take that.
There you go. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah. They probably have a weird sense of Frenchmen. Because they have to deal with them on a more often basis than we do. So, all right, whatever. I'm babbling. Hang
on. Oh, peeping Tom.
Hello. How are you? I'm looking through your window. Looks very nice, sir. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, Rob.
What the fuck?
Your
is
balance.
That? Let me try to call him back.
$1.
Yeah, call
it
fucker back.
That's
bullshit.
Would you like to add value to your PIN and please enter the area code and the maximum time for your call is 19 minutes. Please wait.
Oh,
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Who is it?
Are you sleeping? Because I am watching you. You look so nice.
That's so
your
funny.
Your balance is...
It's funny, but the fucking people will stay on the line. It sounds funny. Just a Frenchman.
Why don't you call him again and see if he's caught? Like, just keep
see if he gets pissed. That's, cause he's he's clicking. It's going to ring. We know it is because he's actually shutting it off. You know, he's actually putting... We can hear him.
If he shuts it off, we can't do anything. But if he picks up again, he might get really... Because the first time, he didn't even answer it. Yeah. Now he answered it.
And now he's curious. I think this time, he might be like, what is it now? All right.
Maybe.
Yeah, let's see if we get him to the level now. Let's see if we can break the back here, folks.
Why do you keep on hanging up on me? Why do you keep on hanging up on me? Why are you doing that? I don't get it, man. Why don't you just stay on the phone while I just do my business, and then you can hang up after that? How about that? How do you like that?
Nah, God, he's not going to do nothing. He's unlistening.
I got to say, he's probably like, wondering what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, crazy old guy.
I don't think that guy's going to go back to sleep. All
right, so do you want? Let's try to call back the Muslim guy. See if he picks up now. It's been a little while.
If you want, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up to you. Yeah. I'd say, yeah, let's try. I mean, if he picks up, it's going to be worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, give it a shot here. Let's see.
Got 4 minutes to save the world. Dun, 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 dun. This fucking motherfucker. Oh, another message.
Nah.
Oh, let's, yeah. That's
your call has
idea.
Been forwarded to the T-Mobile voicemail service. 07958587884 is not available to take your call. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished, you may hang up or press 1 to change your message.
Listen, I just want to say I'm real sorry for, like, all the bad things I did, all the bad things I said. And I just want you to sleep easy knowing that we can live in a world together, that everybody's in peace and harmony, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I did. I apologize. And, I'm going to run a plane into a fucking building, you fucking piece of shit. Goodbye.
All right, now that we have broken some type of federal international law, I'm kidding.
Well, we probably have took us together with everybody.
Richie Randall's brother did.
Yeah, it was Richie Randall's brother. What was his name?
Richie Randall's brother talks in a lower voice.
Yeah, it's the same voice, but he just talks lower. I like how halfway through the second call, you're like, I broke out of character, but whatever, anyway. And the guy doesn't even notice.
I forgot. I was like, I blew my cover.
Yeah. And the guy actually bought it. He's like, this is, you know, he's like, I don't know what your problem with your brother and his ex-wife.
He's like, don't say it, brother. What a dumb fuck. That's why it was a good call, because he was so stupid.
He was a fucking moron. But he kept calling. He kept blowing up the phone from his cell phone.
Like, how many times, you think?
He called 7 times, and they got 1 call from the cops, like, right after the last call.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
What? I mean, did they leave a message?
No, no one ever left a message, but they were just they,
like,
kept calling.
You just, like, figured out you, like, Googled the number or some shit?
I don't know. If you Google the number, it comes up blank. It doesn't come up as anything. And not yet. It hasn't. I Googled the first number they called back, and it was registered to the something police. It was like the local police, yeah, some county police.
Well, we have that guy in there saying he's gonna kill us.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
I never said once.
No,
I was gonna do any physical harm.
You said you were gonna sue him, and that you had a mace.
I had a mace and a Kevlar, which is all the, you know.
Which is
I
nothing.
Said I had a Doberman pitcher, but I'm leaving it in the car.
Yeah. What are you trouble? Why even bring it up? That's so funny.
I know, that motherfucker's like, I just as soon kill you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can be in business.
I'm going to shoot your ass. Like, I'm going to start shooting. Like, okay, who's in trouble?
I'll shoot anybody who comes up to my driveway who isn't a cop. is what he said. Oh,
this
man.
This is so hilarious. And then he said something about, okay, well, this guy, like, if he's got to call ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, he's got a whole plan. Like, the sheriff has to call ahead. I'm on the way with Richie Randall behind me.
What if the cop did and he started shooting?
I guess.
Holy shit.
Oh,
dude,
man.
Would, have been on
would you imagine?
News.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What I do, that would have been fucking, we would have been over.
Had we like ordered the pizza, I mean, that probably would have been
calls, our prank call careers are over.
Yeah. Had we ordered that pizza that we were talking about ordering, I think that would have done it.
Yeah.
What was the radio station? What was the deal with the radio? It was Sunny 95, right? That you kept calling? Is Richie Randall telling them to
put
you on?
Oh, yeah, the one where they announced me on the air.
Yeah, yeah, that's funny stuff.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, it's local. It's like this shitty stage. Plays like fucking Michael Bolton and shit.
Oh, God.
The guy was cool. I just kept on breaking his balls until he did it.
He probably did it. He's finally
he
got
was,
him to...
He was, like, nice. He was like, all right, buddy.
All right, well, that's
what's
cool.
Your girl's name?
Francine. Please, don't leave him. All right, dude. Well, I think that's it, man.
Yeah,
I
gotta
tonight.
Get going. I gotta fucking prepare this party tonight. You gotta fucking. I'm doing some like visuals for, and I gotta go over the broad house right now and get fucking high.
Awesome, dude.
And
well,
fucking plan all this shit. So, all
right, cool.
But yeah, man, it was a good prank. And,
busy
and,
night.
Next
likewise.
Week, I find out like exactly where I'm going. I'm either going to LA or I'm getting a fucking nice salary and staying here. So
cool. All right. Well,
either way.
I'd say get the good salary for now, go to LA later the way things are, man.
Dude, but the thing is, if I get that salary that I'm asking for, I'm going to be able to fly out there whenever the fuck I want. I'm making, like, a lot of cash.
Well, then do it. That's
so
what you should
that's
do.
What I'm doing, yeah. I'm going out there, I think probably closer to the end of this month.
Okay.
Like, everything's taken care of, dude. I got, like, flyer miles, I got a place to stay, I got people to cart me around.
That's awesome.
It's nice, so I'm going to stay out there and fucking
cool.
Do, like, a little bit of filming for this DJ broad.
Yeah, stay away from Milkman. So, he lives in L.A., too. You got to watch out, man.
Yeah,
out
I
there.
Know. Like, if I ever get some time, I'll definitely have to visit. I've never even met him.
Yeah, I've never met him
never
either.
I've never met you.
You'll have to let me know. You have to let me know if
I've
he's safe.
I've never met anybody from this fucking network.
I've met a few people here and there, but not a lot of
oh,
people.
Oh, yeah, who'd you meet?
I met Evil Artie's come over a few times. I hung out with him a few times. I met...
Where's he from?
He's from Orlando. He's here in Orlando.
Oh, well. Okay.
And then haven't met Zolar. Now, who else did I meet? Madman used to run our chat room. I met him. And there was Jonathan. I almost met him, but not really. I've met like two or three people maybe. Not a lot of people.
Sean Ward.
Sean Ward actually stayed here, actually, 2 years ago. Sean Ward. We did my show, and we did his show together.
Oh.
Here, yeah. Sean Ward. That's the one.
All right,
dude.
That's fine, man. I'm going to get going and right. Fucked up and shit. So
all right, man. Be
like
safe.
I'm not now. All right
dude.
On,
take
brother.
Care, bro. See you, man. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. That was Reclude, everybody. The legendary Reclude. The dark hitman of prank calls himself. Yeah, you hear that? Milkman, you might have a date with Reclude. Reclude might take you out for sushi if you behave yourself. You know? Knock the luck out.
Hey.
Reclude probably get you into the Viper Room or something crazy like that, and then Milkman end up doing heroin and dying. We'll get some yellow cheese heroin or something.
Awesome! Only thing is, no transvestite hoes for me.
Evil already says crazy fucker keeps calling him, then why'd you give him the phone number, you dummy? It's a problem.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, this fucker keeps fucking calling me, and I got some pretty good footage. He thinks he's on air, but thinks everyone is ignoring him.
Okay, so he's getting pissed off.
I pushed the shit through my mixer.
Okay, well, that's fucked up, dude. What's going on with him? Like, why does he keep calling you? You gave him his phone?
I don't know. He got banned.
Yeah, but how did he get your home phone number?
So he's got my Skype number.
Oh, okay, I see.
Everyone has that through the show.
Well, tell them to call in now. Now that well, the line isn't free now, but when you hang up with me here, tell them to call in. We'll see what's up.
Well, you got his number, don't you?
I think so. I don't know. I'd have to find it or something.
I'll PM it to you.
All right, cool. Do that. Hey, and you said you want to do the. You might want to do the. Not the Facebook one. I need someone to do the. Fuck. What was it?
MySpace?
The MySpace one. That's the one. That's the one that's important right now. That's the one that needs to get off the ground. Most definitely. I got a whole YouTube thing set up now. I got a whole YouTube channel, man. YouTube. It's Madhouse Radio on YouTube. Yeah, it looks good. I saw you added me on there, so. All right, yeah. Cool. All right, well, let me give him a call, man. I'll see if I can get him to stop calling you, all right?
All right, later.
All right, dude, see you. That's Artie, everybody. Artie, and a lot of people wonder, why does Artie, you know, I should have talked to him about it now, my bad. He's listening now, I'm sure. The reason why you haven't been on the show, young man, is because you came here and you farted several times. He farted in my chair on purpose. Then he left a mess over here, and he kept burping and making noise in the microphone. He ruined a fucking whole show that actually wasn't that bad.
Told him.
So you've been on timeout, Artie. Now, when you decide to act like a man and be a grown-up, you'll be allowed back for a Madhouse Radio Show Live. We want you back, but not when you ruin the show chewing pieces of plastic and shit.
Your address was, so I mean...
Tight shoes. What's going on, crazy fucker from California? Feel free. How you do?
Hello?
Hey, crazy fucker. How are you, buddy?
It's Carlito.
Yeah, what's going on? Why you keep calling Artie? What's going on?
Well, because, you know, Artie's like, he's like a third of my age, and it's like he's like a human being. As far as I know, he ain't never hurt nobody or did anybody any wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't a piece of shit like George Bush and Barack Obama and the senators and the congressmen of this country that war profiteer off of innocent people. They've already killed 3 million fucking innocent Iraqis over there. You know what, man, I tell you what, a curse upon all the fucking rich people, starting with fucking hell. Are you with me?
Are you with me?
Yes, are you with me? Hey, well, fuck you. Fuck you and your fucking asshole,
listen
bitch.
To me. This is Agent Ellison with the FBI.
Right. Hey, I'll tell you what there,
I am Agent Ellison with the FBI. I have taken control of the phone.
Right, I'll tell you what there, Adolf Hitler, you better
Agent
go back
Ellison.
To Germany.
People call me Agent Ellison.
There,
bitch. I am Agent Ellison. I command you to respect me and call me by my name. I am Agent Ellison with the FBI. I am at Fort Dennis in Georgia.
Right. So who are you, man?
We have been monitoring your phone communications, and we believe you have information regarding possible conspiracies which may occur within the next 3 months.
Well, I'll tell you what there, motherfucker, George Bush...
Where are the stones?
...and 25% of the...
Mr. DeMille.
...the fucking flying...
Mr. DeMille. Mr. DeMille. Excuse me.
...Americans are going to fucking die under my knife, brother.
Mr. DeMille.
...is going to die, you fucking war profiteers are going to die under my knife.
Mr. Valencia, listen.
You're gonna die under my knife, FBI, CIA, George Bush, and Barack Obama. Hey, fuck you, motherfucker. You suck my cock.
You
suck my asshole, bitch.
You're a Republican.
Yeah, you're right. You're a guy who cuts your face, guy. Hey, Krishna.
Listen, crazy fucker. Listen.
Crazy. You got a badge and a gun. You're going to have fun.
Crazy fucker.
Bitch.
Fuck you.
Fuck
you. You need to calm down. Calm down from that, crazy fucker.
And 25% of Americans in this country, the war profiteer, or the war profiteer.
Can't take any more of that now. I'm trying to break in. He's just babbling like a monkey now. It's like war profiteer.
People in the Middle East, oh, the shock and the awe. I'll tell you
what. We'll keep him on in the background. Let's see how long it goes. Start a timer, somebody here. Let's see. It's 12:40 right now. Let's see how long it goes until he stops.
Cut your throat, bitch.
Oh,
I got my knife sharpened up. Gonna cut your fucking throat there, war profiteers.
You do that, yeah.
You are Barack Obama,
hey,
and you
crazy fucker.
George Bush. you George Bush and senators and right. congressmen He's and mayors.
Yeah, we'll keep on the background. In the meantime, maybe we can do one more prank call. We got Michelle Williams. Michelle Williams and her family includes her mother and brother are crazy racist people. He says Reckless shouldn't mess with them. Oh, well, that sucks. It's too late now.
And I tell you what, you failed 2 out of 3. So when you see me...
All right, we'll do a prank call with him, see if he stays on the line. Just have him talk weird shit to Michelle Williams. Let's see if we can get him to stay, keep babbling and do that.
That's what brings democracy to a little...
She's going. Crazy! He hung up now. Damn it, he's still going that whole time. Fucking crazy fucker.
Fuck.
If he wouldn't have heard the ring, he probably wouldn't have hung up.
Yeah, he heard the ring and he hung up. He freaked out when he heard the ring. I think that's the same. I think he really thought the FBI had really hacked in at that point. Oh my god, that guy's just a bag of nuts, isn't he? He's all full of piss and vinegar.
Yeah, I heard that Recluse and Crazy Fucker from California are going to do a show out here.
That'd be good.
To visit.
They're in California. You need it
right here.
You guys,
Madhouse. For upcoming episodes.
You guys need to do a special Madhouse West show. You know, you, Recluse, and Crazy Fucker. Who else is in California, in L.A.? Sidekick Chuck's over there, isn't he? He can play the guitar.
Awesome.
Sidekick Chuck over there. He'll play the electric guitar. He's got 2 electric guitars. I bet he's never played them. He's got them in the background over there. Hey Chuck, go grab your guitars and play one of them. If you're such a man, if you are a man, you will play guitar tonight after Madhouse.
Yeah,
I'll stay up for that.
Decorations, they never move.
I'll give you a Madhouse dollar if you do that, sir. They're good in the Madhouse store. They're worth a gold star. 1 Madhouse dollar. So I'll give you a gold star, Sidekick Chuck, if you play the guitar. Come on, bastard. Yeah, all right. That's anyway. Well, I think we're done. We've done our job here, Michelle. Well, let's talk about what time is it now. We still got 15 minutes on the clock. We did Eddie Garcia for the first time in a long time. I think that was fun. We did 1 Eddie Garcia call. It's been over a year. It was a favorite. A lot of people reacted well to that and his new line, "Fucking bro." I'm gonna keep that up here for next week to make sure we do at least 1 Eddie Garcia a week from now on. We're gonna bring him back. I'm telling you. I practiced. I was
Can
sitting there.
Can I make
there.
A request that we bring out of retirement, early retirement, Rotisserie Wallace, please?
Rotisserie Wallace never took off, man. That was a bad character. I don't do a good black, like, hello there kind of voice.
How about the little Latina old lady, abuela?
Oh, yeah, that was a fun thing, right? I wish my mom would do prank calls. She has a great voice for prank calls. She's
that was
awesome
cute.
For it. Yeah. What was I gonna do here? I was gonna go through some.
Get on the airplane.
I was gonna talk about some articles here real quick that I have before we sign off. Here, Coke, and he sent in our news for the week. He usually does a good job. He actually always does a good job. He did a good job here, of course, as always. News
the
items here.
Kicking job.
Something I found interesting, the oldest marijuana stash was found, reported to 2 days ago. I don't know if you heard about this, Milkman. It was reported yesterday, actually. Nearly 2 pounds of still green plant material were found in a 2,700-year-old grave in the Gobi Desert. It's been identified as the world's oldest marijuana stash, according to a paper in the latest issue of the Journal of Experimental Botany. Apparently they did a whole bunch of tests on this green plant material they found in this tomb that was 2,700 years old, and it was marijuana. It tested positive for marijuana, possessed potent psychoactive properties, and cast doubt on the theory that the ancients only grew the plant for hemp in order to make clothing, rope, and other objects. Apparently the ancients were smoking weed just like the moderns do. They apparently were getting high too. Lead author Ethan Russo.
Is that from High Times or something?
No, it's from Discovery, dude. Discovery News.
High Times with that.
I'm getting to that. Lead author Ethan Russo told Discovery News that the marijuana is quite similar to what's grown today. We know from both the chemical analysis and genetics that it could produce THC. No one could feel its effects today if they smoked it because it's already decomposed too much, apparently they're saying. So, apparently this guy was buried with a whole bunch of weed. So, apparently it was a big thing back then, too, just like it is now. So, fuck.
Smoke weed every day.
There you go. Even back then, they were smoking weed every day. You didn't know it, did you, folks?
Well, they think the origins of the weed plant comes from the area of Southeast Asia,
right,
near Khmer or Cambodia.
Cambodia, huh? All right, cool. Well, that's good stuff. Well, there you go. That's good to know, Milkman. Thank you, sir. Resident Stoner here over there reporting the news as always. We appreciate it.
Give me another hit.
There was this woman I just want to mention real quick here. I found it interesting. She's she got pulled over by an ambulance. I don't know. I would never. Would you stop if an ambulance got behind you? Would you pull over for the ambulance like a cop would do? I wouldn't respect the ambulance. They're not deputized. Apparently, there was a woman driving erratically, so this ambulance got behind her, turned the flashers on, and then they noticed that she was dragging the gas pump handle, the nozzle, and 6 foot of hose behind her, still trailing from the back of a car, from the gas tank. She was so drunk, she drove off. She didn't take it out. She was swerving all over the road. But she got pulled over. It says right here. They initiated a stop. Patrol spokesperson Chuck Allen says the crew tried to signal her, April Westfall, 40 years old, from Reno, Nevada, after they sported the unusual appendage to a green Subaru wagon around 4:30 a.m. but couldn't get her attention. The crew of the ambulance eventually initiated a traffic stop and radioed the state troopers. You know what I think? I think she should get off scot-free. I think she has a case. Because she was, they did not have reasonable cause to pull her over. The police didn't, because it was on undeputized people. Unless they said they were doing a citizen's arrest, which I doubt they did. I think she should be let go. I think that this woman is a hero and needs to be let go. You can't be pulled over by the fucking ambulance in this fucking world. I know what's going on in this damn place. But now they got the ambulances are trying to pull people over.
Today, also on the news.
Bullshit. What story did you hear there, Milkman? This has me angry. Ambulance is pulling people over. What the fuck is that about? Get the fuck out of here, ambulance. Fuck you. I'll pull a gun out in the ambulance. What I do, paramedic come out pulling me over.
Man, you're usurping their authority like that.
You're within the right. You're within the right to mace somebody.
Right here in L.A., I heard a lady was pissed off at her dog, and she was going to take it to be put to sleep. It was a pit bull, and she had a truck. And she got mad at the dog, stopped the truck, threw the dog out the back of the truck, and left it on a leash and drug it down the road a few miles while it was squealing and howling and getting scraped up and crying. Citizens saw that and followed them over to the clinic where they're going to put it down at and reported that, and they're arrested for endangerment animal and improper transportation of a dog in the back of a cargo area.
Holy crap. That's crazy. That's fucking nuts. I'm sorry I had the mic down. That's crazy.
That is pretty cruel.
That is cruel. Poor thing.
Thanks, man.
Reminds you know what? You know what's funny, though? You remember in Summer Vacation, National Lampoon's, Vacation, when they tied the dog to the bumper. Right.
Oh, yeah.
That mean-ass fucking dog. I hated that dog.
Yeah.
He took a piss in all the sandwiches. Remember that? That stupid dog. And they tied him to the back of the bumper and drug him and killed him, and they got pulled over by the motorcycle cop, started crying. It's like,
they forgot it was there. They think it got out with it to water it or something.
Yeah.
Or led it to the bathroom, then he took off and forgot about
it. He took off and drugged the car. They're just driving down the highway for about 30 minutes or whatever, And the cop pulls him over. He's like all like disgusted at him. He's like, "What's wrong?" He's like, "Get out of the car." And he goes back to the bumper, and Chevy Chase sees the leash broken, the broken leash the dog used to be attached to. He's been on the road for who knows how long at that point. And the cop's like, he's going to let him go. And it's like, poor guy. He probably caught up for about 3 miles. He probably stayed with him. You imagine the stupid dog still running after 3 miles and finally getting tired. That's so mean.
One foot gets tired, starts getting ground off. He's on one, then three, and then two.
He's probably just begging to get let go. So he could, oh, my God. Can you imagine how horrible that would be for a dog if that happened? Oh, man. And then the grandma died. No, not the grandma, the aunt. You know, the owner of the dog, she ended up dying, like, just sitting there right next to the girl.
Yeah, and they carried her around forever.
Yeah.
And they put her in that chair on top of the roof for a while.
They
and
left
they took
her.
Left her in the garden.
Left
in
the garden, yeah. And they said some stupid ceremony thing, and then they left. After leaving her, like, tied to a chair in a garden. That's so wrong. Yeah, that reminds me of...
Holy Ghost, please accept our grandma. See you, bye.
It's like Little Miss Sunshine. Is it Little Miss Sunshine, the one where the grandpa dies, too, in the van while they're driving or something like that? Or they wake up and he's dead or he had an overdose?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing that. Same kind of premise. Very unbelievable. Athena loves that movie. I liked it. It was okay, but it wasn't such a big deal. I don't know if anybody out there's, you know,
it's
I heard...
Okay. It's not really something you're going to watch again.
No, not really. And a lot of people used to tell me, you need to see Coffee and Cigarettes. Coffee and Cigarettes is groundbreaking, this and that. I didn't get it. This Coffee and Cigarettes movie kind of style. I like Bill Murray was in it with the RZA and the GZA. I think it was Raekwon and GZA. I think we're in it with him. That was kind of good. That was the only good one I thought. They had like little bits, and none of them were good except for that for the most part. Baz reporting. I understand here, Baz. You saw AC/DC this week. What day? And you said they rocked. They did good, man.
Yeah, I saw them on Sunday here in Seattle.
Okay, cool.
Great show.
Cool, I might, you know...
This young man, 53-year-old dude, still got it.
I'm going to, you know, I think they're still coming to Orlando. I don't think they've come to Orlando yet, have they? Let me see, AC/DC Orlando. Maybe I'll go see them, because I'm hearing nothing but good things about this. Yeah, they're going to do the House of Blues at Disney.
Yeah, good.
Let's see what's up with the House of Blues. I'll take a look. I wonder when it is. I don't think it's until January. I hope so. I hope I didn't miss that, because now I really want to see it. December 10th. Holy shit, it's like 5 days. Oh, crap. It's probably sold out. December 10th, 7 p.m., House of Blues Orlando,
yeah.
AC/DC. Oh, crap. Yeah, they probably are sold out, aren't they? Buy tickets.
You know, man, check Ticketmaster. You never know.
Look, $14 available still. Buy now. Look at that. That's not bad. $14?
Wow.
I'll do that for $14. If that's for real, I'm going to buy it right now. I don't care. I get paid tomorrow.
I paid like $90.
I'm going to wake up Athena and ask her if she's going to see. No, it came up. It says right here, primary ticket sellers, Ticketmaster, price $14. Purchase, buy now. It's connecting now. We'll take a look here. I don't know if it's available or not. Let's see. Yeah, advanced tickets, $13.25 it says here now. General admission. Wow, hell yeah.
Wow, it must be some special deal they're doing.
Yeah, look at that, $13.25. Dude, that's a nice little trip over there. I love the House of Blues. I've seen a lot of good concerts there at the House of Blues. That'll be awesome to see. All right, well, anyway, let me see if they're still available here.
Man.
It looks like they are. Hopefully it is, man. Definitely, that's a great price for a great show.
Mr. Singh.
All right, well, we'll see. Wish me luck with that, everybody. I'll let you know next week if that happens. Actually, when's the 10th? Hang on, wait a minute. That's another problem. I can't go planning to go. It's finals week next week. Wednesday. Fuck, I got a final then. I got my final in engineering on Wednesday night. Starts at 5:30. Yeah, I guess I can't make it. That's not going to work. Yeah, I got a final. That sucks balls, dude. Yeah, and look, they have them too. They're available. $14, $13.25 plus fees to see AC/DC in 5 days on Wednesday. Son of a bitch. Oh, well, whatever. Well, they probably won't do any more concerts either. Anyway, we're out of here, guys. I want to thank everyone who called in. Crazy Fucker for calling in and rambling. Reclude. And Milkman called in also. We didn't take any other calls. We also talked to Big Artie. The evil Artie machine was up here also. And we were going through the news, but I think it's time to go. Well, there's the whole thing. What else do I have? Real quick, the Walmart greeter who died. You heard about that, right? That was almost 24 hours ago. That was almost a week ago exactly to the minute. Walmart greeter died in a Black Friday stampede. I don't know if you heard about that. I haven't seen the video or the pictures, but I heard. I guess he was like a...
The one up in New York.
Yeah, Long Island, yeah. He was opening the doors. They got to send somebody out to open those doors, man, that first day. And he opened them. He got trampled. He got stepped on. He got killed by all the shoppers running in. And then apparently they wouldn't clear the way to get him help. And then in the end, like, they said they had to close the Walmart and everyone was about to riot because they had been waiting and they wanted the deals. And there weren't even any really good deals at Walmart at all. There weren't any good deals anywhere that I know of. I think Circuit City had a few semi-good deals. CompUSA had good deals on flat-screen monitors that I should have gotten, because look at these fucking huge fucking beasts that I have here. These big CRT monitors. They got them down to 125 now. I'm going to get... They're 22-inch ones. I'm going to get them for 125. I'm going to buy three of them. I'm going to put them up.
Dude,
one,
you know,
two,
the actual
three.
Rest of that story?
What's that?
The guy was getting ready to open the door, and these people were so impatient that they broke the door frame down and knocked him down before he could actually get the door open and ran over top of him. And people were jumping over top, and they had it all on security camera, but people were moving so fast and erratically that they couldn't never figure out which one did it. The guy was laying there, and that's right, the ambulance and the police could not get to him for quite a while, and by the time they got there, over 20 or 30 minutes later, he was already dead.
That's, yeah, so it's a fact. That guy,
there were footprints all over his back.
The man was murdered by several people in public, in broad public, and they're going to get away with it because they're fucking vicious, fucking nasty people. That's fucking horrible, dude. Just for what? To save $20 on a DVD player, you did that or something? Was that really worth it, taking somebody's life? Are you that fucking sick, you people? Anyway, so get this. I want to tell you this. Now,
dude,
I've...
They were going to miss out on a good deal.
Sure they were. It's a really big deal, like, man, for this guy to die like that on the floor of a Walmart. A Jamaican guy who was not even a Walmart employee. He was a fucking contractor. He was a contractor that did maintenance, and they probably told him, hey, go open the doors. And I was like, yeah, man, okay. And the next thing he knows, he gets trampled to death. You know, it's horrible. Anyway, what I wanted to get at, you know, I've never been a really big fan of Walmart in the past. I've always come up and I've spoken about them. I've watched every Walmart, anti-Walmart documentary you can think of. And I'm a supporter of the website WalmartWatch.com. I have it in the past. I've donated to them. They're in charge of, and it's true, a lot of bad things to the, you know, have occurred. You know, I believe there's some negative aspects to Walmart and all this, but I got an email from them. They send me these emails all the time, WalmartWatch.com. Here's one. Dear Carlito, like many of you, I was outraged and saddened when I heard about Jedediah Yataya Damour, the Long Island Walmart employee who was trampled to death by holiday shoppers. In a statement yesterday, I extended our sincere condolences to the family of whatever his name is. No offense, I'm sorry, Mr. Damour. I want to know how and why this happened. Yes, there's plenty of blame to go around, including the thousands of Walmart shoppers who participated in the stampede. The responsibility, however, lies with Walmart, as Mr. Damour's employer, the company, put him in the position and made all of the decisions that led to that moment. Walmart's management did not have enough trained employees in place, nor did they use common sense policies to discourage the customers from rushing the store. You know what I think? These people, not that I'm, you know, I've supported them in the past with their anti-Walmart thing. They've made good points in the past about how they destroy small town, downtown area and shopping, small business owners, and the Walmart tax effect that they add to the economy. But I think it's kind of bullshit here that they're going to go off and say, oh, Walmart's the reason that this guy got trampled. Walmart's not at fault here. I mean, all they did was sell the low-price stuff, but these fucking jerk assholes are going to get away with murder. They're going to say that the responsibility is exactly what they say. The responsibility lies with Walmart because they didn't have enough people, trained employees in place to stop several hundred people that rushed through the door. I highly doubt that there would have been any difference had, you know, they had a few Walmart clerks stand up at front to stop the people from rushing in. I highly doubt that would have happened. It was a bunch of jerky-ass New York people, like they all are, that had to do that. Long Island, who's from there? Dr. Lego's from Long Island, isn't he? That guy. See what I mean?
Dr. Lego is probably involved with it. I bet you he was part of the rushers.
Yep, that's right.
We should call Dr. Lego now and get him to tell us about that, what
yeah,
happened.
I heard there's a new video coming out.
Yeah. Those crazy New Yorkers killed one of
Maybe
their own.
Get the first interview on him.
I'm just kidding. I love you. There's a lot of people in New York that listen to watch this show. They get pissed off. Fuck you, motherfucker. Motherfucker. Fuck you, fat motherfucker.
Turning her out of New York into a prison.
Yeah. I don't know. So.
Because they're permanent with all the... Don't
hate the messenger. All of our friends in New York hate the message.
Crazy pussy, how you doing?
Hey, it's a privilege and honor to talk to you there, sir. It's a privilege and honor to talk to you. Now, can I speak something there on your radio
you
show?
You have 45 seconds because we're running out of time.
Okay. All I want to say is that do not believe what you see on your television and what you hear on your radio, because that is all propaganda.
All right, let's see how long it goes for. Milkman, take us out of here, bro.
It's like Carlito's Madhouse, and it's like
awesome. Hey, I'd like to thank all of our friends for calling in and joining us tonight. All our friends over here in the syndicate. Thanks a lot, Dino. All our buddies over there. Stay tuned. Lots of exciting things going to happen tonight right here on The Syndicate. And don't forget, Zolar's Party Nation tomorrow night, Friday. That's right, live right here in The Syndicate.
That's
also
right.
All our friends right here, 8.6 The Mouth, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us. Ellie, the Lonesome Loser, the God of Numbers, the God of Prank Calls, the man himself. Thank you so much here. MST3 Clay, Nunu, Sir Nunu, our wanker from England, our counterpoint, our man in England. Thank you so much for joining us. All of our friends, Coach Nee, our news reporter, all the friends out there that are interested in joining in, we also welcome you to join the Madhouse.
Fucking illegal fucking motherfucker.
If you can make sure that you can get your part and take action.
I'm not just talking about fucking all right.
Just fix my name in the Madhouse. Also,
there's millions of people
calling in as well. But it's all for you. Our lovely listeners. That's right, our dear friends out there. We do it all
for
you. That's right. We drop
a
dime. All we ask is you give us a time. Share the message with a friend. Share the message with an enemy. We love you.
That's what I say, man.
I get him. He was slowing down, so I said, "That's messed up. That's messed up." And he's like, "Are you with me?" Yeah. And he starts again.
Awesome, man. And don't forget, Mr. Tuck. We also feature every week here.
TuckerMike.com. Everybody.
TuckerMike.com. Awesome. And Mr.
Kevin,
Missing in Action, we love you.
All right, man.
Look forward to talking to you again.
Don't
forget the new episode of the latest Tucker and Mike Show and program of prank calls and podcasts. But without you, our fearless leader, our Jenny Smo, Father Monisha, we love you. Carlito Hermano, thank you so much for letting us be entertained. You're Woody Stallings right here on 90.6 The Mouth. Back to you, big man, Carlito.
Thank you, Milkman.
Also, for next Thursday, for just tonight.
All right, good. Thank you, Milkman. Everyone be sure to visit Milkman's website, ilovelittlecats.com. Tuck is over at tuckermike.com. Our homepage for this show is madhouselive.com. Be sure to check out our forums. We have a lot of prank calls.
I wanted to give that Thanksgiving podcast to you somehow, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll put it up. We'll make it a holiday one or something. Maybe tweak it a little bit, something like that. Put a little bit of jingle jangle in it, you know.
Yeah.
So everyone...
I'm going to do one of those anyway.
Right, okay, there you go. Well, there you go. Make it up, but now you got a huge one there. Make a Kwanzaa one even if you want. SyndicateRadio.tv, please stay tuned. Sidekick Chuck.
I'll just cut a little pieces and give it to you a little bit at a time.
Good. Sidekick Chuck will be doing something in any moment as soon as we send out of here. I want to thank everyone there. Lonesome Loser, of course, thank you for sending in numbers as you always do.
Cool.
Very helpful.
Guitars.
Right.
Styling tonight with Sidekick Chuck.
Right, right on. And there was someone else, Hollywood Vanya. I want to thank you, dude. Good job with our prank call poster, our prank call editor. Thank you very much. Updated the entire Madhouse stream is updated now with all current pranks from the beginning of the show, from forever up until Monday. Every single prank we've ever done in this show, for the most part, is up there now. Anything that's been good. So be sure to check that out. I'm losing my voice. I'm going to sleep. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for listening. We love yours. We'll be here on Monday. Monday morning at 9 a.m. will be for our anti-Monday show. We'll catch you on Monday morning. Hopefully we'll be on Syndicate also. I don't know. Let me know. Monday, yes, no, Syndicate. Yes, no, maybe. Gracias. Gracias.
Y'all better have your pencils ready. Number two.
Dino says yes, we're approved, motherfuckers. Dino said it. Ha ha.
Ha ha!
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.